that section that you're on sounds good. Okay. Okay, now we better talk. We better talk.
Hey, boss. How you doing?
Good to see you. Good to see you, boss. Good to see you. Glad you dropped it down to 92. Dropped to 92 in the last hour. It went from 93 to 92. You brought some cool air with you. Down from northern Mercer County.
The sale of new and used vehicles is booming at Geyer's Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Fort Laramie.
Thanks in part to the high-tech internet. Our business here at Geyer's is reaching out far beyond West Central Ohio.
Todd Geyer says that customers are coming from hundreds and hundreds of miles away.
Recently, an airline pilot from Washington, D.C. flew into Dayton. We picked him up.
Wow.
And he drove back to D.C. in one of our quality pre-owned Ram trucks.
And recently, you had a family come all the way up from Nashville, Tennessee, the Geyer's.
Yes, we did. That was just last weekend. A guy called, and he drove from Nashville up here. Him and his wife picked up a trade-in truck we had here, just what he was looking for, and he drove back the same day.
You are always greeted with a big smile at Geyer's.
My whole family's bought new and used cars at Geyer's. Right people, right place, and right price.
On the web at GAIERSinc.com.
Okay, mic check now. Check, check, 1, 2, 3. Check, 1, 2, 3. That's mic 3.
Keep talking.
Check, check, 1, 2, 3. Fort Laramie High School, beautiful night.
Am I hearing you in the headset? Can you hear me?
I hear you perfectly.
You hear me? You keep talking, Chuck.
1, 2, 3. Check, check, check.
I think I hear you.
Okay.
Yeah.
And I can turn you up if you want.
Testing, 1, 2, 3, testing. Jack Kramer, Chuck McVie, we're about set to kick off football season number, let's see, this is football season number 11.
And this is my sixth.
Your sixth, football season number 11, it'll be basketball season number 12, because we started
January.
In December. Hear you now, okay, Rhett says he hears us now.
Sounds fine.
He says, sounds good.
Perfect. All right, we're good then.
Sounds good, Rhett. Sounds good. I'm talking to our technical guru, our chief engineer, who's at the studio listening at the moment. This is scoresbroadcast.com. Jack Kramer, Chuck McBee. What's the scoreboard clock say, Chuck?
56 minutes.
56 minutes, so we're 30 minutes from airtime. 30 minutes from airtime. And we're getting communication back from Rhett, who is saying what?
Say it, Rhett. Say
Rhett
it.
Says, mention me on the air. Lots. Laughing out loud, he says. Level sound fine, he says.
We love you, Rhett.
Okay, all righty. Okay, we'll just continue with Van Halen, I guess, right?
We're going to run to. Yeah, we can do that.
Might as well.
All right. Sounds good.
We'll just continue with Van Halen.
All right.
Levels are fine, our chief engineer says back at the studio.
I'm going to turn the mics off then.
Mics are going off. Davis down the right side of the field. A splendid catch inside the five, out of bounds at the three. Still short of a first down, but the Cavaliers got everything back but 2 yards on that play. Fine catch by Spearman. It's time right now to follow your favorite players and teams, plus the big high school games on scoresbroadcast.com. Snap back to Gold in the shotgun, and he's got an opening outside right guard, and he zips right through it into the end zone. Touchdown, Sydney.
Well-designed play, and I'll tell you what, even out of a shotgun, a lot of times that is the best way to run your quarterback, because he's got a look and he can see where the opening is.
Gold rolling left, looking in the end zone. Fade pattern, 3 or 4 yards deep. Catch made, caught. Gold finds Hudson in the end zone for 6 more.
Here on scoresbroadcast.com, the touchdowns keep right on coming.
Here's Biozzi rolling out to the right. Play action. Open receiver, 5 yard line. Touchdown, Redskins, who lead it 20 to nothing. Oh, what a play by Seth Biozzi, the quarterback.
ScoresBroadcast.com features color commentary and play-by-play of the Layman Catholic Cavaliers, Sydney Yellow Jackets, Fort Laramie Redskins, Minster Wildcats, Versailles Tigers, and Anna Rockets.
And now Maverick Long will take the snap at his 32 to boot it away. Oh, he's going to run right up the gut. Look at him go. It's a fake. Long pulls his way to the 45 and carries the Blue Jay with him to the 46 or 7. He's got the first down.
Wow. I tell you what, in a game like this, you might as well pull all the stops out.
Hear the game-changing plays all season long on scoresbroadcast.com.
3rd and 4 for Minster from its 34. The quarterback back to throw in trouble. The ball is stripped. It's on the ground. Fort Laramie's got it. Recovery Redskins at the 28. And Fort Laramie is in business.
This is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.
And good evening to you, high school football fans. I'm Jack Kramer along with Chuck McBee. We speak to you from Fort Laramie High School, awaiting the start of the Lid Lifter for the 2016 football campaign here at Fort Laramie High School between the Redskins and Minster. It's year number 11 for high school football here on scoresbroadcast.com. And coming up in November, it's the start of year number 12 for high school basketball. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. Fort Laramie, 6-5 a year ago, 6-4 in the regular season. Redskins won their first four, or I should say lost their first four, won their next six before dropping the opener in the playoffs. Minster 10-3 a campaign ago. Fort Laramie coached by Whit Parks, year number 2. Garen Stokes, the mentor for the Minster Wildcats, year number 3. And, of course, Garen guided his Minster team a couple years ago to a state championship. Both teams made the postseason last year. Minster knocked Fort Laramie out in round 1 a year ago. It was the second time Minster beat the Redskins back in 2015. Minster won the opener, of course, at Minster. Minster lost to Fort Recovery, third round of the playoffs last season. Fort Recovery then went on to take the championship. Minster had beaten Fort Recovery by 2 points in the regular season. A lot of new players for both teams this year, Chuck. Drew Worman, Dylan Eilerman gone for Fort Laramie. Josh Nixon and company,
right,
gone for Minster. Nearly 20 graduates a year ago off the Minster football team, and it is clearly the greenest Minster has been in the tenure of Coach Garen Stokes. Meanwhile, Fort Laramie under Whit Parks, fashioning that single wing, does return a lot of key players and is the favorite in this game tonight. Minster, of course, the big favorite a year ago in both clashes with Fort Laramie. But we'll see what prevails. Fort Laramie runs that single wing. It's tough to stop. A lot of pressure on quarterback Austin Siegel for Fort Laramie, who quarterbacked 3 games last year before being hurt.
Right. I mean, you take a look at the game, the first game of the season, Minster has had weeks to prepare for that compared to yep. next week's opponent who gets like 3 days to prepare for it. So that's a difference for, yep. for Minster tonight. I thought that Coach Parks last year, they didn't give me a vote, but I would have voted for him as the coach of the year yep. in the area.
Yep.
Devastating injuries. And they just kept coming back. He revamped the offense to go with what he had, and I thought it was the most impressive coaching job that I've seen in a long time.
No, wasn't it, though? It was superb, and that's an understatement. Losing to Minster 41-7 in the opener, falling to Fort Recovery, the eventual state champ, 34-6, bowing to Bluffton, 23-14, and to a very good Riverside team, 28-7, before reeling off 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 wins in a row. We covered the last three, Chuck. Victories over Lehman Catholic, 35-19, Upper Scioto Valley, 16-12, and Lima Perry, 41-6, before the return match with Minster to open the playoffs. But 0-4, who would have thought, Chuck, with most of September gone last year, that Fort Loramie would be a playoff team in November?
Well, I don't think there would be too many people that would have thought that. I would say possibly the kids on the sideline, the coaching staff. Yeah, you say the right things, but I think even they probably would have not wanted to put a lot of money on it.
But Fort Loramie rebounded beautifully a year ago, and the Redskins try to carry some of that momentum into the 2016 season against Minster here tonight. Minster's won the last two meetings between these two teams here at Fort Loramie, so the Redskins 0-1 to Minster. And last year, as we noted, Minster beat Fort Loramie twice. And the year before, in the state championship season for Minster, the Wildcats beat Fort Loramie as well. So Fort Loramie's been coming up dry against Minster, and the Redskins believe it's payback time here tonight. But Coach Garen Stokes has his club ready. It's a young team. The Redskins, hopefully, for their sake, are catching Minster at the right time rather than 5 games from now at midseason.
Right. Well, and it's not shocking that Minster has won the last few games because they were a state-caliber football team for the last 3 or 4 years.
Yep.
And you talked about Josh Nixon. They have to replace him, and I don't know if you replace him. He was just outstanding and just a great athlete. But what they do have back is Bryce Schmiesing,
yes.
who was one heck of a football player the last 2 years, and I think he's going to be their go-to guy this year, I would assume.
Fort Loramie's got to be able to defend the forward pass as Minster moves it vertically up and down the field very well. It's a wide-open spread attack. Meanwhile, Fort Loramie will keep the football in the hands of the quarterback more often than not and won't throw it nearly as much as Minster. And so many thanks to our great underwriting sponsors here with us for the 2016 football season on scoresbroadcast.com. American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie. Barker Insurance, north edge of Sydney, south of Anna on Route 25A. Holloway Sportswear in Sydney. Local Equipment in Jackson Center. Sydney and Troy Body Car Star locations. In Sydney, 175 North Stolly. In Troy, 15 South Kings Chapel. U.S. Bank, 29 branch locations in the Western Ohio District. Wilson Health Sports Medicine. And the Sydney Daily News with the best local sports page coverage around. These additional sponsors, Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed in Pemberton, Jackson Center, and New Knoxville, generation after generation of great service. The Bluffton University MBA program, finish in 2 years, go one night a week. Brookins in Fort Loramie, no good eating place quite like Brookins. Custom Foam Products in Fort Loramie, a world-class supplier. Clancy's in Sydney, nothing fancy, just fantastic food. Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. Goffney Furniture in Sydney. Go to the website for added savings. That's Goffney, G-O-F-F-E-N-A, furniture.com. Frisch's in Sydney, what's your favorite thing? The in-between, just south of Botkins, where the food is not in-between. It's out of this world. John Hemp Imagery in Sydney, he gives you his best shot. These Anna community sponsors, Adams Tech Solutions in McCartyville, with on-time high-tech computer solutions. Wells Brothers, Inc. in Anna, 8 expanding divisions. Excellent workmanship at Wells Brothers, Inc. These Fort Loramie game sponsors on the air with us for Fort Loramie contest during the football season. Geyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram in Fort Loramie. Customer service with a smile since 1922. M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie. A tire sale you'll never get tired of. And Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning. Place your confidence in Mike Holdhouse and Tom Timmerman at Tom and Jerry's on the web at TomJerry's.com. And so many thanks to a couple of new underwriting sponsors, which came on board toward the tail end of basketball last year, Primary Eye Care. It's the premier eye care facility and the most popular in the region. Primary Eye Care, located in Sydney, Fort Loramie, St. Paris, Jackson Center, and in Troy. On the web at primaryeyecare.org. Evening and Saturday hours available at Primary Eye Care. And Sydney Car Care at 1080 South 4th Avenue in Sydney. Todd Brown and Corey Shreves provide outstanding workmanship on your vehicle. They'll get it right the first time. Formerly McLean Service Center, that's Sydney Car Care, South 4th Avenue in Sydney. Phone 492-9495, 492-9495. And in Rushi, we're on the air thanks to the Francis Schulze Company in Rushi and Superior Aluminum in Rushi. A couple of additional underwriting sponsors, which came on board at the end of last year as well. Well, Chuck, we can take a commercial break and hear from our in-between sponsor, which handles our pregame sponsorship for us. Then we'll return with Whit Parks, head coach of Fort Loramie. It's the Redskins and the Wildcats upcoming in just a few minutes on ScoresBroadcast.com.
This very popular location for out-of-this-world food is right in between Bodkin's, Anna, New Bremen, and Jackson Center. But people come from towns everywhere.
My husband and I have heard about In Between's great reputation for years. We finally drove up to the In Between Tavern from 30 miles away late last year and have been here several times since.
And you, too, will return to the In Between for out-of-this-world chops, steaks, fish, chicken, and more.
I've been eating fried chicken at restaurants for nearly 20 years, and the In-Between has the very, very best chicken I think I've ever had.
Your whole family will like the In-Between.
Tonight, seven of us, including five children, ate delicious pizza for less than $30. That's a super value.
At the In-Between, watch your favorite game on TV. In-Between those tasty bites.
The food at the In-Between is just out of this world.
At the south edge of Bodkin's, 25 and 274.
Well, Redskins head coach Whit Parks is looking forward to the 2016 campaign. A lot of experienced players coming back. He did lose some fine seniors, the likes of Dylan Eilerman and Drew Worman. And Coach Parks credited those two and other graduates a year ago for the big turnaround in 2015.
You have to start on offense with Drew Worman, who we put at tailback in the fifth game, and we just turned our season around. He was a big playmaker for us and did an outstanding job. And then Dylan Eilerman on the offensive and defensive lines. And Dylan was a great leader for us. And the thing I've been pleased about with the group we have this year is they've kind of picked up where Dylan left off as a group. Dylan was kind of took that thing in, you know, on his own and help us turn that thing around, and he gave us great leadership. But that was really a solid class. They were up against it after week four, but they never quit. The attitude remained great, and we just told them we just got to keep chipping away at it, and we were able to do that. And I credit those guys solely for keeping a good attitude and helping us to turn that around.
Mm-hmm. Austin Siegel, quarterback the first three games last year, was injured. He played at Minster in week one. He is your starting signal caller this season.
Yeah. Austin's still only a junior. Mm-hmm. Had an ACL injury last year. Has come back, worked very hard in the offseason to make it better, and has had a really good preseason here for us. Mm-hmm. We're asking him to be a little bit of a runner, not much, but a little bit of a runner, mm-hmm. and a blocker. and a thrower, and he's been doing all those things pretty well. And he had a real good scrimmage, the last scrimmage, at throwing the ball, and his decision making is getting better. And he's pretty much a rookie. I mean, he was a sophomore and only played three games, so and he's kind of a new guy too. But Austin, I mean, he's a good boy, and he'll get this done. I mean, I have a lot of confidence in him.
In talking about your quarterback, offensively, how does head coach Whit Parks, in 25 words or less, describe his team when it's got the ball?
Well, he's, you know, our quarterback is different than everybody else's quarterback in our single-wing offense, and we established this right from the beginning.
Sure.
You got to be a tough guy. You got to be a lead blocker. You've got to be a finesse player. You've got to be able to drop the ball in when it's needed to be dropped in the pass game.
Mm-hmm.
And occasionally you're going to have to run the football. So you've got to be pretty versatile and use your talents, you know. And I won't ask him to do anything he can't do.
Mm-hmm.
That's real important from the coaching standpoint, you know. But great attitude guy and willing to do anything that you want him to do. So, like I said, I have all the faith in him.
Mm-hmm. Around Austin at quarterback, you've got quite a few players who performed many minutes on the gridiron last year. Experience is back.
Well, our strength is our offensive line, I think, on offense. Sam Putoff, who played every snap last year in 11 games, and was a sophomore. He's gotten bigger and stronger, and he's had a great preseason, and could be a dominant player if you know, I think, down the road if he keeps working hard. And Nolan Holdhouse and Colin Dietrich and Nate Plyman on our strong side are unbalanced. Nate played tight end for us there last year. He's a senior, and he's been a great leader for us this summer.
Mm-hmm.
And Colin also had a knee injury last year, never played a down, almost didn't practice a down, got hurt real early in two-a-days. He's a big boy. He's about 290, has a lot of potential to be a good football player, just got to learn some things, but we're real excited about him there. And then Tate Schultes, who played most of the year at center for us and did an outstanding job in there. Frank Meyer at the other guard is a senior. He's got a lot of experience also. So, you know, we got some guys up there, and one of our starting linemen last year, Mike Hoyne, as a sophomore, played the whole time as a sophomore. He's moved back to our blocking back, which is pretty much a lineman anyway, and he's going to be real solid there for us.
Sure. Whit Parks, head coach of Fort Loramie, our guest. 2 years ago, you opened with Minster, defending state champ in Division 7. This year, you got Fort Recovery game 2, just like a year ago. Fort Recovery, defending champ in Division 7. It's a real difficult schedule. And then you add to all of that, one home, then four straight on the road.
That beginning is not one that I would choose as a head coach to start out the year with, but it is what it is, and I'm not real thrilled about starting off the year with two MAC teams, especially the last two defending state champions, because anytime you play those teams, it's going to be very physical. They're going to be well coached. They're going to play hard, and it's just the nature of that conference.
Sure.
So we're going to find out early, you know, how we match up, and it's like a year ago. It doesn't always determine how your season's going to go,
right.
but you know, we think we're a little bit better, and hopefully we can make those games competitive this year. Mm-hmm.
Fort Loramie's defensive scheme when the other teams got the ball?
We're a 4-3 defense. Four down linemen, Nate Plyman, Sam Putoff, Nolan Holdhouse, and Frank Meyer, all veteran players. They've all played in there, so we feel good about them. And our linebacking core, we're real excited about them. Dan Burning, our middle linebacker, had a great year last year, and he's back as a senior. Mike Hoyne, who played most of the time in there last year, is an outside backer. And then a new guy, Cody Barhorst, who's a real promising young guy as a sophomore and has been playing very well. You know, we play two corners, Cody Gasson. And we're going to start a sophomore at corner, Carson Moore, on the other side. Darren Turner will play there some, too. He's a senior. And our safety, free safety, will be Carter Mesher.
Mm-hmm.
And then sometimes we'll play two safeties, and Darren Turner will be in there. But that's pretty much the guys who are going to be playing. Our strong safety, Jake Ward or Alec Holdhouse, they're both seniors and have had really good summers. So, you know, we feel good about our defense. We think we're better. And we're going to have to be real good here in the first 2 weeks.
Boy, was Carter Mesher ever a huge surprise for you. Outstanding young
running back a season ago, and he goes both ways for you this year.
Yeah, well, he wasn't even on the radar at the beginning of the year. You know, he was a freshman and still feeling his way around. And
right.
He started to do a lot of really good things in JV games, and we just said, you know what, it's time to see if he can do it in a varsity game. And he rose to the occasion and did.
He did.
Yep. And so we expect him to have a real good year on both sides of the ball.
Been a hot summer. It's hot tonight. Mm-hmm. You take on Minster. Any special precautions? Both teams with quite a few young men going both ways each side of the ball.
No, you know, conditioning. I know we both condition hard, so I think we're both in physical condition. But sometimes on a hot night, you just need some breaks. And obviously the officials would do a great job of keeping them hydrated, and trainers taking care of everybody. And they'll probably even take some extra breaks tonight. So they'll take care of it, but it's going to be a great football game.
Well, the temperature was about 91 or 92 degrees 45 minutes ago, Chuck. Some cloud cover here at Fort Laramie at the moment. It's cooled off into the low to mid-80s, still very humid, but thank goodness for the clouds.
You can see the field, which is one of the real perks of being able to call a football game.
You're right. When that sun pours into the press box from the west, right through the glass window in front of us, it is extremely hot. Also makes it difficult for us to view the hardware right in front of us, the all-important laptop computer, which sends the signal out over the internet to your listeners.
Well, I'm kind of the Stevie Wonder of broadcasting anyway, with all the eye surgeries I've had, so that wasn't helping much.
You just heard Whit Parks talking about his Redskins, who next week play Fort Recovery, state champs a year ago. Of course, the nice foe is Minster, state champs 2 years ago. You feel sorry a little bit for Fort Laramie and Lehman as they play Minster and Fort Recovery the first couple weeks of the year. And their schedules will change in the not-too-distant future, Chuck, because the move by Fort Laramie to the Cross-County Conference is coming up. Garen Stokes, head coach of the Minster Wildcats, had a prolific team 2 years ago all the way to the state title. A solid club last season, won 10 games. But to gone are Josh Nixon and company. A lot of holes to fill for Minster this season.
I graduated 19 real quality people, too. That's the big thing. I mean, there was some talent in that group, but we graduated some really high-quality people, which is fun because they laid the foundation and taught these younger classes how to act and how to behave and how to work and how to battle. And our young guys have done a good job. Our incoming seniors have done a really good job following that mold. And it's good. They're excited. This is as green as we've ever been. But that's fun. Like we've really had to coach, and they've really had to lead, and they've really had to work. So that's been fun.
You've referenced seniors this year. Who are you counting on to fill big leadership roles in Minster football here in 2016?
All eight of them. We got eight, and they've all been together. They started with eight their freshman year, so they've kind of stuck together, and they're a really close group. Bryce Schmiesing, Isaac Dorston, Tony Winter, Alex Oldegas, Seth Harmeyer, Carter Hogenkamp, Johnny Niemeyer. They've been a collectively really good group. Not overly talented, and they know that. So they've had to work and come out of their comfort zones and lead. And they've done a phenomenal job for us heading into this year.
How do you think this year's offense will change? I know you threw the ball a lot last year. You were able to move the ball in big chunks through the air. Of course, Huelsman ran the ball extremely well for you. How do you think the offense this year will be altered?
Yeah, we don't have Josh Nixon, and we don't have Jake Dews, and we don't have a whole bunch of those guys back. So we're going to try to fit it to our best personnel and try to score points somehow. And whether that's running it, throwing it, or whatever we have to do to take advantage of the defense and just try to fight our tails off to score as many points as we can. So,
you know, it was a balanced attack last year, and I mean that your defense played extremely well. It was outstanding throughout most of the season, and you've got big holes to fill there, too.
Yeah, we've got two returning starters back on defense, so everybody's new, and hopefully that'll show tomorrow night, like hungry-wise. Like, you get new guys in there, and they should be chomping at the bit, and They're going to be a little nervous tomorrow night, but hopefully they let it rip and go just compete. They have nothing to lose. And this is fun, though, because they're so raw. We're so green, and that's the biggest challenge we've had. And our kids kind of embrace that, which is the coolest part.
Garen Stokes, head coach at Minster, our guest before tonight's game between Fort Loramie and Minster. Talk about your kicking game. It was excellent a year ago, and you've got to start from scratch there, too.
Yeah, that was a big advantage for us for the last 2 years. We had people starting inside the 20 or at the 20, and he punted for us, too. And it was a huge part to our whole philosophy defensively and offensively. That's all gone. That's all gone. And we're breaking in new guys that you know, aren't as talented and as Jason was. So it's kind of changed our philosophy a little bit offensively and defensively, and how we play the kicking game and how we utilize it. So, but like I said, we have great kids that want to fill those roles. They're just so inexperienced. So we don't really know how they're going to react tomorrow and do things, but we trust the fact that they've worked and they're great kids, so we feel good about putting them out there.
Do you remain consistent with last year in terms of formations and schemes and so on and so forth?
Yeah, for the most part. We just try to fit our offense. We have a core philosophy offensively, like what we're going to do. We're going to run stuff. We're going to throw stuff, but it's just fitting the right people in the right spots and doing what those kids do best. So we're going to be pretty similar.
I know Fort Loramie transitions next year into the Cross County Conference, but this opening game with Minster remains intact. One heck of a first game rivalry here. The two schools, different counties, but just a few miles apart.
Yeah, we love it. We love it. They're well coached. Those guys do a good job, and they play a tough brand of football. And our kids will be jacked. They'll be jacked up every year. It's been a good start right off the get go, and hopefully the fans will hopefully be excited, and it'll be a great high school football game. The weather looks nice, so it's a big challenge for us because they're good.
Well, skies have become overcast here at Fort Loramie. No rain, though. Temperatures have cooled off just a bit. Slight wind out of the north, and Fort Loramie prepares to kick off from the south to the north. Minster will receive to start the game here at Fort Loramie High School. Next week's opponent for Fort Loramie is Fort Recovery, a team which is playing Layman Catholic tonight. Chuck, we understand early on in that game, Layman has bolted on top.
They're up 10-0 in the first quarter, which is an absolute surprise.
Wow. Then next week, Layman takes on Minster, tonight's opponent, of course, for Fort Loramie. Football game number one here in 2016 on scoresbroadcast.com. Redskins kicking off momentarily. Minster will go on offense first to start the game. A rookie at quarterback, a 6'1 junior, Jared Yelsman for Minster. The wideouts are Isaac Schmiesing, Carter Hogenkamp, and Jonathan Niemeyer. The fullback, Anthony Bainline. The running back is Bryce Schmiesing. The tackles, an experienced Isaac Dorston at one tackle. At the other, it's Tony Winter. The guards are Dawson Oldiges and Jeremy Kaufman, and the center is Seth Harmeyer for Minster. Opening kick to start the game, bounds down to the 22, returned by Minster after a couple of bounces from that spot on the field, out to the 27, a 5-yard romp between the hash marks, and Minster starts first and 10 from their own 32-yard line. A name we'll say quite often this year for Fort Loramie on defense, Dan Burning, in there on the stop. A very capable performer for the Redskins. Also came on strong in the basketball campaign as well.
Outstanding athlete for the Redskins.
Minster to the line of scrimmage. Opening play, 2016 season for both schools. Quarterback, as we mentioned, is Hillsman. Flips it into the flat behind the line of scrimmage. Good catch and run after the reception across the 35 to the 40. Goes Bryce Schmiesing. He caught the ball back at about the 24. Got a block, an open field, and away he went. Gain of 7, 2nd and 3, Minster.
Well, they're going to get the ball in Schmiesing's hands in probably 3 or 4 different ways tonight because they want him to run the football.
Exactly. Good point. Minster in the road white, black helmets, orange striping down the sides of the jerseys and trousers. Fort Loramie, the home black, black headgear, red numbers. Here is a counter back to the left. It's a good running play. Fort Loramie fooled, and Minster cracks it across the 50. It is Jared Hulsman, the quarterback, who kept it for Minster. He danced to the 47 of Fort Loramie. Redskins finally make the tackle on the play. Carter Mesher skipped downfield, or the quarterback for Minster would have gained 10 or 15 more. Two plays, a first down for Minster across the 50. A minute gone. Hulsman, one back alongside, gives it on the play to Schmiesing. He tries to power around the left side. He meets resistance at the 46. He's pushed back. Very little gain on the play. Good stop in there by Fort Loramie. Frank Meyer went nose-to-nose with the ball carrier. That first down on defense, Chuck, so important. It forces the offense in high school football to do something that is maybe out of its element.
Well, as an offense, you want to get 4 or 5 yards on first down.
Right. Snap to Hulsman. Boy, he makes no doubt about this play. He's going to run it. He dashes around right in, gets a block, another open area, far sideline. Beyond the numbers, 40-yard line of Fort Loramie. And he scoots to the 35 before being crashed out of bounds at the 32. Boy, we like what we've seen from the junior quarterback, Jared Hulsman, filling the shoes of Josh Nixon quite nicely here at the start. 2 minutes gone, opening quarter. Hulsman was knocked to the turf before going out of bounds. Clock continues to run. First down for Minster. The Wildcats' second first down. Line of scrimmage, the 32.5 of Fort Loramie. Inside running play. And it looked like that maybe momentarily the ball was loose. Minster did fall on it. Good advance of about 5. Inside the 30, down to the 27. And it's a hurry-up attack being fashioned now by Minster, which is right back to the line of scrimmage. 5 yards behind the line. Hulsman gets the snap from center, and he bucks over right tackle, quarterback keeper. He wedged for 2. It's going to be third down and about 3 yards to go for a first down at the Fort Loramie 25. 3 minutes gone, opening quarter. And a good opening game drive by Minster. Crucial play here, although the Wildcats could very well be in four down territory. Snap to Hulsman. Right behind Dorsten, his experienced offensive lineman, and he chugs down inside the 20, motoring to the 17 or 18. He's got the first down. Up so far, Chuck Minster on this drive, whipping Fort Loramie at the point of attack.
They're running the ball right up the middle with the quarterback, and Schmiesing has been, he's run the ball once and caught it once, but he's been a decoy on the other ones.
Yep. Two receivers flanked to the right, Schmiesing alongside Hulskamp, or I should say Hulsman, in the Minster offensive backfield. But before the snap from center, we've got movement by Minster up front. And it's a false start, pre-snap foul, 5-yard walk-off. First and 15 now for Minster. The line of scrimmage is set back to about the 23.5-yard line. So it's first and 15 for Minster. 3.5 minutes gone, no score. Opening drive. Hulsman, play action. Sprints right. Wants to throw. Can't. No one open. Stays on his feet. He's at the far sideline. And he hops his way down inside the 20, the 15, maybe the 13. Well, Chuck, he had lived his way for very close to 10 yards.
Well, it was, looked like it was supposed to be a pass, but he took just a little bit of a look and then saw he had an opening around the right side, just took off.
Fort Loramie's Mike Hoying came up to greet Hulsman, but he did generate 10. Second down and 5 for Minster. Outside the 10-yard line of Fort Loramie. Here is an offensive running play, left tackle. It is Hulsman who kept it. He burrowed forward for maybe 3. Nolan Holdhouse laid a shoulder on him. And coming up shy of a first down by 1.5 yards is Minster. Ball being placed down, Chuck, at what, about the 9.5 of Fort Loramie?
Just inside the 10.
Third down, better than 1 yard to go. 7.5 remaining, opening quarter, no score. A very formidable march down the field by Minster to start the game. Hillsman keeps around right in. Then he cuts it sharply, diving ahead to about the five, inside it to the three or four. First and goal, Minster. Tell you, the Wildcats were not off schedule long, Chuck. A five-yard penalty on first down made it first and 15, but in three plays, Minster gets about 18 yards, grinding it out, and it's first and goal from the Fort Loramie. Let's call it the 6.5-yard line. Two receivers flank left. Hulsman rides the ball into the stomach of Schmiesing, then keeps it, and he smacked down at the 9. He lost a couple. Fort Loramie not fooled one bit on that play.
That was a read option. Same thing Ohio State likes to run.
Yep.
He made the wrong read.
Sure did. Should have dealt the ball to Schmiesing. Yep. Instead, Hulsman kept it, and he was smothered. Forward progress, the 7.5, a loss of a full yard. Second down, goal to go for Minster. 6.5 to go here in the first quarter. No score. Fort Loramie yet to get the ball. Minster driving on the ground with the exception of a flare pass to Schmiesing. Here is Hulsman. This time he reads it well, fakes to Schmiesing, keeps. He's got an opening. He slices to the goal line. He is in there for the touchdown. Good run by Jared Hulsman, the quarterback for Minster, as the offensive line for the Wildcats opened up a pretty good-sized hole, and barging right through it went Hulsman. A fine read. Fort Loramie made the dive at the feet of Schmiesing. Hulsman kept it, and it was see you later.
Well, I talked about how they were going to use Schmiesing. One of the ways they're using him is to make them key on him, and it's making openings up the middle for Hulsman.
Well, both teams starting over in the kicking game this year. Inexperienced players holding and kicking for both teams this season, and Minster botches the PAT. It's a high snap. The kick does not even get away. And Fort Loramie makes the tackle back outside the 15-yard line. So the points after, no good. Score stands 6-0. Minster 6-17 left in the opening quarter on scoresbroadcast.com.
Meet the team at Wilson Memorial Sports Medicine. Our physicians, trainers, and therapists are highly skilled and treat injuries unique to student athletes. Wilson athletic trainers serve specific schools and are on-site at sports contests. The Injured Athlete Clinic is open Mondays. Sports enhancement programs boost strength, speed, and flexibility. Phone 937-498-5548 or visit wilsonhospital.com. Wilson Memorial Sports Medicine in Sydney, keeping athletes healthy and in the game.
Need the right solution for true comfort at your home or business? Well, call on Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning in Fort Loramie. Place your confidence in Mike Holdhouse and Tom Timberman at Tom and Jerry's, which is fully licensed and insured. And Tom and Jerry's meets all state requirements for training and professionalism. Tom and Jerry's, family-owned, building a quality name on relationships, one customer at a time. Tom and Jerry's, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning, Dawson Road in Fort Loramie, on the web at TomJerry's.com. It's a good idea to get new tires right now to grip the road firmly before that wintertime change in the weather gets a firm grip on you and your driving. M&A Muffler and Tires on North Main and Fort Loramie has the answer. A huge tire sale. You will never get tired of. Big savings on Goodyear, Firestone, Michelin, General, Uniroyal, Goodrich, and Cooper. M&A Muffler and Tires. Free pickup and delivery, too. Phone 937-295-3971. Talk to Geppy, Jeff Gebhardt, at M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie. But the kickoff by Minster, a good one. Fort Loramie mishandles it, Chuck, and the Redskins start deep inside their own 20-yard line.
Yeah, he mishandled it, and then he went to a knee to pick it up, and that's why it was spotted right there.
Jake Ward on the return for Fort Loramie, and the Redskins now hope for better fortune on the first play from scrimmage in the 2016 season. And it's a good rip around right in, fine running play, going for close to first down yardage. Yep, it's an 11 or 12-yard gainer by Fort Loramie as Carter Mesher took it to the outside. A Redskin limped to the bench. Not sure who that was, Chuck. First down, Fort Loramie, pickup of about 13. Line of scrimmage, the 27 of Fort Loramie. We'll run down that Fort Loramie offensive unit for you. Austin Siegel, the quarterback for the Redskins. 6'1", 185, a junior. Oh, here's a good running play right up the gut. Huge opening. Barreling for first down yardage again for Fort Loramie. This time it's Jake Ward. First and 10 Redskins all the way out to the 40-yard line. That's the way to get out of a hole quickly.
Yeah, they're running that misdirection, and that was Siegel that time that kept it. And that was a huge hole up the middle. Took a heck of a tackle or he was gone.
Exactly. It was not Ward. He was a lead blocker for Austin Siegel on that play. First and 10 Redskins, 41-yard line. Fort Loramie in the black shirts. They go outside tackle for a gain of one. Second down and eight or nine. That was Ward for sure. 5:05 to go first quarter. Minster 6 and Fort Loramie nothing.
That's what's so hard about this offense, because you got three guys back there, and it's not the quarterback that handles it every time. It could be snapped to any one of the three.
Exactly. It's all about deception. That's why it's difficult to defend. And Fort Loramie's opponents over the last six games last year found out that to be the case.
Well, because you can't simulate it in practice as well as it's going to be run against you.
Right. Here is the handoff. Siegel to Ward. Ward tries to shoot forward. He's belted hard at the 45. And then he shoved backwards. Forward progress shy of the 45. And it will be third down for the Redskins. And at least 6 yards to go for a first down in between the 44 and 45 of Fort Loramie. Redskins must get to just shy of the 50 for a first down.
For Fort Loramie to become an elite team, I feel they have to be able to throw the ball. They didn't throw it well last year, and I think that they're going to have to if they're going to be a really good football team.
Yep, well said, Chuck. And now is one of those occasions where a forward pass might be predictable. And Fort Loramie Siegel gets the snap in center, rolls right, then throws back to the left. A little dipsy-do, and it's caught. Far side of the field in Minster territory at the 40. And the receiver skips down the far sideline. It's Cody Gasson being very elusive. He's finally nipped from behind inside the 30. At the 29, his knee went down at the 32, and right on cue, Chuck, Fort Loramie goes up top.
And what an outstanding call, because he faked the ball to Gasson, and then he rolled to the right and threw the ball back to Gasson. There was nobody out there.
Redskins to the line of scrimmage. It is Siegel. No, the ball snapped directly to Ward, and Ward tries to fire around right in. He's caught around the ankles at the line of scrimmage. Might have picked up a half a yard. Second down and nine. 3:33 to go in the first quarter. 6-0 Minster. Redskins driving outside the 30 of Minster.
I sound like I might be his agent, but you're hearing Bryce Smeezing's name on defense, too. That kid is just an outstanding athlete.
Well, in these Division 7 programs, Chuck, you count on quite a few young men to do the bulk of the work for you on both sides of the ball.
Well, when you've got a really good athlete, you have to.
Yep, number of players going both ways for each team, Fort Loramie and Minster. Second down, nine. Long snap back to Austin Siegel. He wants to keep it. He tries to swerve around right in, short side of the field, but Minster's got the sideline closed off just beyond the line of scrimmage. Main line in there on the tackle. Schmeezing helped shut it down for the second straight play. Small advance to the Minster 36. Third down for Fort Loramie. 8 yards to go for a first down. Redskins mix the forward pass in just enough over the last 5 or 6 weeks of the season a year ago. Here is Siegel with a deep drop. He's back at the 42. He's hit as he throws. Incomplete in the offensive backfield. Oh, Minster was blitzing right up the gut. Alex Oldegies flushed Siegel to his heels, and throwing off balance, the pass was tipped. And now Fort Loramie has a decision to make, Chuck. Fourth and 8.5 to go from the Minster 31, 2:52 left in the first quarter, 6-0 Minster. Minster blitzed at the right time, predictable pass play. Third and long.
That's why you can't just throw on third down.
Exactly. Here is Siegel, 6 yards behind the line of scrimmage, and Fort Lorne is going to throw. Going for it on 4th and 9. He's got an open receiver down the middle. Over the shoulder catch at the goal line. Touchdown, Fort Laramie. Oh, what a beautiful spiral by Austin Siegel. A 31-yarder to Jake Ward. He ran a skinny post right down the middle between the hash marks. And the two safeties check for Minster converge, but too late.
Oh, that was a great play. And I'll tell you, Smeezing had pressure on him. And Siegel did a great job of stepping up into the pocket and then throwing the football. That was an outstanding play.
Well, we heard Whit Parks on the pregame talk about the experience of Austin Siegel and the confidence Coach Parks, the staff, and the players had in the junior, Austin Siegel, who played just 3 games last season before being hurt. But he made a splendid play there on 4th and 9. He threw it for a touchdown from 31 yards away. And Fort Laramie tries the point after. It's not a real artistic-looking kick, Chuck, but it does make it over and inside the left upright. It is good. And the Redskins have taken the lead on a 4th down touchdown pass from 31 yards away. Extra point try is in. It wasn't perfect, but he got it. And with 2:46 left in the first, Fort Laramie 7, Minster 6 on scoresbroadcast.com.
U.S. Bank business specialists provide custom solutions for every stage of your business. We're here to help your business grow from just getting off the ground to maturity. With more than 3,000 branches, we're here to guide you every step of the way. To get started, visit your local U.S. Bank branch or usbank.com/business. Credit products are subject to normal credit approval and program guidelines. Some restrictions and fees may apply. See your banker for details. Deposit products offered by U.S. Bank National Association, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
C.J. Billing, Chuck, was supposed to be the place kicker for Fort Laramie, and as far as I know, that's who it was who kicked it through. C.J. Billing, who did not kick the PATs last year for Fort Laramie. Each team starting from scratch in the place-kicking department. And again, Chuck, it wasn't a good-looking kick. It doesn't have to be. Somehow or other, it's got to get inside one of the uprights. That one just narrowly made it inside the left pole.
Well, he was really had a long run at the kick, a little longer than you're used to seeing, but the final result was a point, which gave him the lead.
And we're giving credit to C.J. Billing, a 5'11", 180-pound sophomore. And that point by him is the difference, and it's 7-6 in favor of Fort Laramie. Just under 3 minutes to go here in the first quarter. Redskins kicking off short. Down inside the 25, caught by Minster at the 21, and a run right back up the far hash mark to the 36. First and 10 for Minster. Jared Hulsman, the quarterback on offense for Minster, returned the boot. You've got to check out the fine inventory of new and pre-owned vehicles at Geyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram on West Main in Fort Laramie. Super deals and customer pricing. Follow the footsteps of so many satisfied Geyer's patrons who travel from Dayton, Lima, Fort Wayne, even Indianapolis. When Gus Geyer established Geyer's in 1922, he greeted everybody with a smile and great customer service. He's still smiling today because the three generations of Geyer's have done business the same way since. See the new Dodges, Chryslers, Jeeps, and Rams at Geyer's in Fort Laramie. See them online, too, at geyersinc.com. That's GAIERS.com. On 1st and 10 for Minster from the Wildcats 36, Hulsman tries to find a receiver down the far side of the field. It's Johnny Niemeyer, just a little bit overthrown at the Fort Laramie 40, out of bounds, incomplete. 2nd and 10 for Minster from the 36.
Nice play by the safety. I apologize. I can't see the numbers on Fort Laramie, but the safety is what broke that up. He couldn't throw it to the receiver.
Hulsman, the quarterback, on the handoff. Good running play by Minster, outside left tackle. Boy, Bryce Schmeezing had an opening, and he dashed right through it. He blitzed his way for a quick 11. New line of scrimmage is out over the 45. to the 47. An 11-yard advance by Schmiesing. 3 yards short of the 50. Minster with a first and 10. 2:21 to go in the first quarter. Fort Loramie 7, Minster 6. Chuck, we've had two possessions in this game and two touchdowns.
Yeah, I think the offense is ahead of the defense right now, which is not typical.
You're right. That's atypical. Both coaches probably pleased with the offensive units. Here's Hulsman. He's throwing a long bomb. It's down the middle of the field. And it is caught at the 10-yard line. Touchdown, Minster. My goodness gracious, what a throw by Hulsman. Just as we talk about the excellence of each team's offense, following up the strike by Siegel to his receiver for a score, Hulsman just hits Niemeyer, and it's a deep post pattern right down the middle. Niemeyer's got everybody beaten to 5 yards, and right on his fingertips, Hulsman lays the football.
It was perfect.
And it goes for 54 yards and a score. Minster lining up to go for the one-point PAT try. Ball is snapped back. It is kicked away, and it is perfect. Well, who would have thought, Chuck, in 10 minutes, three touchdowns. 2 minutes to go, first quarter. Minster in the lead over Fort Loramie. 13-7 on scoresbroadcast.com.
The staff at Sydney Body Car Star understands that traffic accidents happen.
If you're involved in one, come to Sydney Body Car Star and relax. We'll take it from here.
Great growth in business led to recent expansion at Sydney Body Car Star, where you benefit from the very best collision repair technicians.
I take great pride in making sure that the details and color matches are exactly perfect.
Satisfaction guaranteed at Sydney Body Car Star.
Well, recently I had my vehicle there, and I was able to go online and view the progress they were making daily. This put my mind at ease and I was able to relax.
Using Sydney Body Car Star's advanced software program, AutoWatch, follow your car through the repair process from home.
Customers always come back and back and back at Sydney Body Car Star.
175 North Stolly in Sydney.
We're honest, we care, we're friendly and near, we're Car Star.
We'll take it from here.
Phone 492-4783.
Don't forget now, Sydney Body Car Star, a couple of locations for you, not only in Sydney on North Stolly, but also on South King's Chapel in Troy. Two locations now, Sydney and Troy. Sydney Body Car Star, North Stolly, and Troy Body Car Star on South King's Chapel in Troy. Extra point was booted by Brock Miller for Minster to make it a 13-7 game. Beautiful strike by Hulsman for Minster. Chuck, Fort Loramie secondary bit on the play action in the offensive backfield.
Well, I keep saying his name, but that's where Schmiesing helps you in so many ways because you've got to know where he is.
Yep. Thanks to Ken Barhorst of the Sydney Daily News, we have learned that Sydney leads over St. Mary's by a score of 26-14 late in the second quarter. 26-14, Sydney with four touchdowns already against St. Mary's in less than two periods. Here's a fine kickoff return by Fort Loramie from back at the 15, and then a jarring hit over the 35-yard line. Jake Ward is plowed into by Olajees of Minster. Ward bounces off, stays on his feet, gets to the 40. Boy, he hauled that ball back up the field some 25 yards, and Fort Loramie starts first and 10 from the 40, a minute 52 to go in the first quarter. Head coach Garen Stokes of Minster, Chuck, very green this year. A lot of young players. He was concerned about how his team was going to be able to score.
So far, he doesn't have to worry much about it.
After having lost Josh Nixon and company, including another Wolf, boy, this Minster team has roared back strong here at the start of 2016, at least in game one, with two first quarter touchdowns against Fort Loramie.
Well, when you have the kind of success that Minster's had the last few years, there's kids sitting up there in those stands, and they want to be part of it. So, you know, it just winning builds winning.
Yep, well noted. Tradition in football, well established at Minster. Running play for 5 yards for Fort Loramie on first and 10 from the Redskins 40, second and 5, a minute 9 to go in the first quarter. And the ball is snapped to the up back for Fort Loramie. It's Jake Ward who takes it. Siegel made it look like he took the snap a couple steps behind Ward. Ward carved out about 4 yards straight ahead. Third and one for Fort Loramie from the Redskins 49 with 48 seconds to go here in the first quarter. It is 13-7 in favor of Minster. Well, we have seen two beautiful college or even NFL-like throws for touchdowns in this game already.
Yeah, no doubt.
Again, a snap to the up back. It's Ward, and Ward puts his head down, digs over the 50. He's at the Minster 48. First down for the Redskins. 10 yards to go across the 50-yard line. 29 seconds left and counting late in the first quarter. Overcast skies here now at Fort Loramie. In fact, a little dark off to the west. Chance of rain minimal.
Yeah.
Wind virtually nothing. Flags limp at the far northwest corner of the stadium. And the temperature has dropped off considerably. Snap back to Ward. Look at him go. He's got a gaping hole. He's at the Minster 40. 35-30. Ward's off the laces. No one's going to catch him. It's a touchdown for Fort Loramie. Jake Ward, better than 40 yards for the score. And this game is all not a chuck. 13-13. Four touchdowns in a little over 11 minutes.
I like the excitement. Let's see offense.
At the offensive line, which Coach Park says is the strength of his offensive unit, did the job. I think Chuck and Jack both could have run through that hole.
I was getting ready to say I might have gotten a yard as that hole was that big.
The line of scrimmage was where, Chuck, on that play? The 47-yard run by Ward. And super blocking at the point of attack by Fort Loramie. We'll give credit to the offensive line when we return. A whale of a job on that running play to set Ward free. Here's the extra point try by Billing of Fort Loramie. This is for the lead. And it is good. He's got it. Wow, C.J. Billing, the junior, two successful extra point kicks, and the Redskins have taken the lead 14-13 late in the first quarter of play on scoresbroadcast.com.
Need tires or service for your car or truck? M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie is popular for its quality work that will get your vehicle running right.
I know very little about cars, but I have developed a lot of trust and confidence in Jeff Gephardt and his staff at M&A.
Cost is reasonable at M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie. It's fair and honest.
Comparable or even lower prices than service at other shops.
And more than 1,000 tires are in stock at M&A Muffler and Tires.
Here at M&A Muffler and Tire, we have a big tire sale you'll never get tired of.
All kinds of brands.
We've got big savings on Goodyear, Firestone, Michelin, General, Uniroyal, BF Goodrich, Mastercraft, and all major brands of tires.
A really neat service at M&A is free pickup and delivery. It's so convenient.
Total auto and light truck repair at M&A Muffler and Tires, Main Street in Fort Loramie.
Wouldn't take my car anywhere else.
Talk to Geppy, Jeff Gebhardt at 800-474-4123.
So many thanks to Primary Eye Care. New on the web with us here on scorersbroadcast.com toward the end of basketball last year. Primary Eye Care, the premier eye care facility in the region, the most popular too. Located in Sydney, Fort Loramie, St. Paris, Jackson Center, and Troy. Primary Eye Care Associates, the premier eye care facility in West Central Ohio. On the web at primaryeyecare.org. That's primaryeyecare.org. Evening and Saturday hours at Primary Eye Care Associates. And thanks as well to Sydney Car Care, a new underwriting sponsor here on scorersbroadcast.com. Todd Brown and Corey Shreves and the technicians and mechanics at Sydney Car Care do outstanding work. 1080 South 4th in Sydney for Sydney Car Care, formerly McLean Service Center. Phone 492-9495. 492-9495, Sydney Car Care. Excellent workmanship. Kickoff return by Minster up and over the 30 to the 35. It's Schmiesing to the 37. And the final seconds tick off the clock. First quarter closes. Four touchdowns in 12 minutes. Minster's football when we open play in the second period. Back in a moment. Redskins up a point on scoresbroadcast.com.
LaCal Equipment in Jackson Center markets in all 50 states and many foreign countries. We manufacture quality replacement parts for road and highway maintenance equipment. LaCal supports the needs of the counties, states, and contractors all over the world. We operate from a facility spanning 83,000 square feet on Pike Street in Jackson Center. Since moving from L.A., California in 1982, LaCal Equipment has called Shelby County its home. On the web at lacal.com.
Holloway Sportswear in Sydney features the full game plan of athletic apparel, bags, fan gear, warm-ups, outerwear, and much more. Deep color offerings, unbeatable quality, and the latest trends in high-performance fabrics. Holloway gets fans, coaches, and athletes to the bonus line with extras that help fashion their games. Check your local sporting goods store and rule the sideline with Holloway Sportswear. Download catalogs and view product videos at HollowayUSA.com.
This is Jack Kramer along with Chuck McBee here on ScoresBroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, Scores, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. 14-13, Fort Laramie over Minster, seconds away from the start of the second quarter. Well, Minster's offense changed hands considerably from last year to this year, Chuck. New quarterback essentially for Fort Laramie. Drew Warman was the QB the last eight games a year ago. Austin Siegel started the campaign, was hurt. But I tell you what, the Redskins offense appears to be in good hands under Siegel. And Jared Hulsman, a fine job so far for Minster.
Well, both teams are very balanced, too.
And here is Minster, first play, second quarter, throwing down the near sideline. A terrific catch by Schmiesing, well beyond the 50 at the 37 of Fort Laramie. Boy, there's the Mr. Jack of all trades, Schmiesing of Minster. Splendid reception down the near sideline. As we talked about Jared Hulsman seconds ago, he delivers again, Chuck.
Schmiesing did a real nice job. He had a hand up, but he never extended it, so he got himself a little bit of room to make that catch.
Boy, the technique was outstanding. You nailed it. Here's the snap back to Hulsman. He barrels around the right side for Minster, roll to the turf at the 33-yard line of Fort Laramie. Gain of five, second and five, burning. Knocked the quarterback out of bounds on the play. Actually, the official rules that the quarterback for Minster went across the boundary right at the 35. So it is second down and closer to 7 yards to go for a first down. First minute, second quarter, 14-13 Fort Laramie. By himself in the backfield is Hulsman. Two receivers left. Short drop by Hulsman. Oh, it's a down the sideline throw, and we've got contact in the secondary. The pass is too far. Flagged down at about the 17 or 18 yard line. That was a pump by the quarterback. Schmiesing then took off, and let's see, maybe Schmiesing.
He did.
Triggered the contact initially.
Well, that time he got his arms out a little too far.
Good call by the referee near sideline. Schmiesing tried to create that distance between him and the defender. And it's offensive pass interference. And that is a setback to the 50. So instead of second down and seven to go for Minster, or I should say the ball is placed down initially at the 50, now at the 45 of Fort Laramie. So the Redskins take the penalty. I guess could have taken the incompletion and forced a third and seven or eight. Second down all over again for Minster, but now closer to 20 yards to go, 18 to be exact. Line of scrimmage, the Fort Laramie 45. 10:50 left in the second quarter, 14-13 Fort Laramie. To throw again is Hulsman. Here's a swing pass to Schmiesing. Oh, he gets a block and another one. He tries to run to daylight. He gets across the line of scrimmage, angles to the left at the 40 of Fort Laramie, and he's nailed from behind at the 38.
Middle screen that time, and it looked like it was wide open, but Laramie did a good job of converging.
Nice reaction by the Redskins defense to clip the heels of Schmeising before he was able to get his speed underway. Line of scrimmage, the 37 of Fort Loramie. Third and 10 for Minster. 2 minutes gone, second quarter. Redskins 14, Wildcats 13. Two receivers near side for Hulsman, the quarterback. He gives it to Schmeising, then Schmeising hands it off. It is a two-handoff play in the offensive backfield, end around to the left. Winding up with the ball is Isaac Schmeising, and Fort Loramie smells it out, no gain.
Meyer stayed home that time, was not fooled by the reverse action.
Yeah, you're right on it, Chuck. Fine play by Frank Meyer. And as it turned out, Isaac Schmeising ran right into the arms of Meyer. No gain. Minster forced a punt. So thanks in part to the offensive pass interference call against Minster, the Wildcats line up to boot it away. Low snap to the 50. Short kick, wobbling near side. Oh, it takes a big Minster bounce at the 20. And look at it roll. Did Minster stop it in the field of play at the one? No, I don't think so. Nope. It's a touchback. Redskins get a break, and we'll start from the 20 with 9:13 to go here in the first half of this game. And, Chuck, I think that is the first time in this contest one team or the other has had the ball but not scored.
As the first punt. First punt. And both teams got a break because it was a terrible snap, but he got it off quickly. And then the ball rolled 15 yards after it hit and just barely got to the end line.
Right. Minster was kind of happy to see the ball take a positive bounce, but it was too fortuitous for Minster because it went all the way into the end zone. And the Wildcats couldn't get it stopped.
And they only gained 21 yards on the exchange.
First down, Minster, running play, Mesher. He tightropes one man. No, Siegel kept it, did not deal it to Mesher. And hurdling tacklers was Siegel for Fort Loramie, Gallup for 6 to the 26. You're right, Chuck, from the line of scrimmage for Minster previously to the point where Fort Loramie started this series, the 20 after the touchback, only a 21-yard difference.
Yep.
8:42 to go, second quarter, 14-13 Fort Loramie. Second and 5. Siegel pitching out left side. Good block in the offensive backfield. Running play to the 30, 35, 36-yard line goes Jake Ward. Haven't seen Carter Mesher touch it, Chuck, since I think the second or third play of the game. I'm not sure if he was nicked up or not. We'll try to keep an eye on Carter Mesher and his number 21. Although the numerals on the back of the Fort Loramie jersey is real difficult to read. Here is Jake Ward getting the direct snap. He's in the offensive backfield. Uh-oh, holding on Fort Loramie. 5 yards behind the line of scrimmage. The play goes for a pickup of 2. But it is going to be a huge walk-off against the Redskins. Yeah, Carter Mesher expected to see a lot of action both ways for Fort Loramie. And unless I'm mistaken, I don't know that he's touched it since maybe getting a handoff early in that first series. Minster obviously accepting the penalty. And now Fort Loramie retreats back inside the 25-yard line.
Well, the holding happened about 8 yards behind the line of scrimmage, so that turned into a big penalty.
It did. You're right. The holding was back where Siegel was trying to free himself. And it was a several yards behind the line for sure. Here's a short drop by Siegel. Flat pass, good at the 18. It's Ward. He dodges one man, and he skips his way to the 24. Winds up being a short net gain on the play. It was second and 24. Now it is third and close to 20. 7:40 left to go. I said third down. Should have said second. Of course, the down didn't count because of the holding call. Redskins still with quite a distance to go here. 7.5 remaining, second quarter. 14-13 Fort Loramie. Ball for the Redskins on their own 25, second and 21. Fort Loramie elects to run it And Redskins finding the yards difficult. It's Siegel spinning, churning, backpedaling over the 30 to the 32. And now you got to believe Fort Loramie must pitch an aerial down the field here, Chuck, on third and nearly 15 to go for a first down. Yeah, you want to run something safe here. You don't want to turn the ball over. You get what you can get out of it and then send your punter out if you don't get
the first down.
Redskins with a run formation, two tight ends. Siegel keeps, runs left side. He's got space, gets to the boundary. He's up the sideline, tight roping his way. He might have nicked the stripe at the 42. I said Siegel. It was Ward. Wow, good piece of that living. He patiently used his blockers. Bryce Schmiesing got a piece of him, Chuck. Managed to force him out. Good play by Schmiesing at the 43, or Ward would have picked it up. And he got close to 16 on the play. Fourth and a little more than three to go for a first down for Fort Loramie. And the Redskins are in punt formation. Cody Gasson does the booting. He's back at the 30. Boy, Bryce Schmiesing has been everywhere in this game so far for Mitster. He made a first down saving tackle on that last play.
Well, he returns punts, he returns kicks, he plays defense, he plays offense. He's pretty versatile.
The moral of the story, you're highly skilled seniors, you play them special teams, offense and defense.
Exactly.
Timeout on the field, under seven to play, second quarter. Redskins up one, about set to punt on scoresbroadcast.com.
A master's in business administration from Bluffton University can make a big difference in your life.
I really benefited from the master's degree at Bluffton University. It opened doors for me for career opportunities and expanded my earning power.
Gene Heath, director of cancer care at the Upper Valley Medical Center, says the Bluffton program is convenient. Finish in 2 years, go one night a week.
I was able to continue my career, raise a family, and earn a master's degree all at the same time.
Take Bluffton MBA courses at Edison and Pickwick, Northwest State and Archbold, or the Bluffton main campus. Engage in interactive learning from outstanding university professors.
Career-minded adult students want collaboration in the classroom. This Bluffton program provides a rich, in-depth learning experience.
Phone 800-488-3257 or go to bluffton.edu. Under academics, click on degrees, then graduate programs.
Do it like I did in 2 years, just a class a week.
The Bluffton MBA with YOU in mind.
Well, Fort Loramie's punt team is on the field. No change since the timeout. Fourth down, close to 4 yards to go for a first down from the Minster 43. Here's the kick by Cody Gasson. It's got a lot of lift on it. Big time loft, landing at the 27. Minster catches on one bounce and returns from the 23 to the 28. It's Bryce Schmiesing, about whom we spoke seconds ago. He's doing it all for Minster here tonight. He returned at 5 or 6 yards. Frank Meyer scurried downfield for Fort Loramie to make the hit. And with 6:28 to go in the first half, Chuck, Redskins lead it 14-13. Four possessions to start the game, four touchdowns, and then penalties on drives by Minster and Fort Loramie, helping to cause punts on the last two possessions.
That's the only thing so far that has stopped these offenses is themselves.
Don't forget, next week we've got Bell Fountain at Sydney for you on scoresbroadcast.com. Bell Fountain at Sydney next week. Kickoff at 7. Understand Sydney leads St. Mary's 26-14 at the half. Thanks again, Barhorst, for the Sydney Daily News. Hello, Ken. Gratitude to you. So gracious of you to pass along that score. 26-14, Sydney over St. Mary's. And the last we heard, Chuck, Fort Recovery had inched ahead of Layman Catholic.
14-10 at the half.
Layman scored the first 10 in that game. And Fort Recovery bounced back with two unanswered touchdowns to take the lead 14-10 in that game at Sydney. Fort Loramie goes to Fort Recovery next week. Layman goes to Minster next week. And before Minster snaps it on first and 10 from the Wildcats 30, timeout called by Minster. Redskins up a point, 5:44 to go in the second quarter. 14-13 Fort Loramie on scoresbroadcast.com.
This business and proud sponsor of high school sports provides valuable products and services for our local agriculture industry.
Well, here at Bambach Fertilizer and Seed, we have three retail locations, one just east of New Knoxville, one just south of Jackson Center, and one here in Pemberton, Ohio.
Mac Bambauer, who manages the Pemberton store, said area farms have relied on Bambauer for fertilizers, seeds, and crop protection chemicals for over half a century.
For me, this work has been a way of life since I was a kid. There's actually four generations of my family that's been serving the ag industry. If you really wanted to look, it goes clear back to the 1930s.
Service is more than just a word at Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed. It's a promise that is kept with each customer every single time.
We serve the ag industry in six west central Ohio counties. Here at Bambauer's, we pride ourselves in providing the very best products and services to our customers.
On the web at Bambauer, B-A-M-B-A-U-E-R, fertilizer.com.
And again, thanks to Ken Barhorst, Sydney Daily News. Anna leads Arlington. Anna on the road tonight, opening game, second year for Coach Marino. 7-0 Anna halftime over Arlington. Oh, Minster busts a big running play on first and 10 from the Wildcats 30. And Chuck, it's good for an even 20. Hulsman kept it. Boy, Fort Loramie has been unable to stop Minster's offense so far in this game. That play good for 22, first and 10. Minster Hulsman just took the snap, and away he went. He had a convoy down the left side. Fort Loramie simply has not figured out Minster's pass or run yet.
Well, he faked to go right, and everybody kind of bit on it.
5:21 to go here in the first half. 14-13, Fort Loramie up a point. Two receivers near side for Hulsman. He takes the snap, hands off right up the gut. The ball carrier is drilled at the line of scrimmage. Momentarily juggled it, held on though. It is a loss of two on the play for Minster.
Sam Putoff.
Oh, Sam Putoff.
He threw him straight up.
Yeah. Jack Heitbrink, the ball carrier for Minster. 6 foot, 165-pound sophomore. And he was clobbered right at the point of attack. He went backward three or four steps. A loss officially of one to the Fort Loramie 49. Second and 11, rolling right, Hulsman. He wants to throw, keeps it, cuts back against the grain. He's got running room. Oh, he's a fine quarterback runner. And he is on the loose inside the 30, 35, 30. Down to the 25, to the 24. Hulsman has been elusive. Redskins unable to keep him in contain, Chuck.
Well, that was a pass play, and what happens is you still got to stay in your lanes as a rusher on that defensive line, and that's what happened. They all spread out. He had a big hole, and he was gone.
And the awareness by Hulsman to right away, Chuck, see that his run was going to benefit the team more than a throw there.
No doubt.
4 minutes to go, first half. Here is Minster. Hulsman again. He keeps it, trying to charge around left end. There's resistance. He stumbles down at the 22. Cody Gasson came up to meet him. Minimal gain. Second down, 7 or 8 to go for Minster. 14-13 Fort Loramie, but that one-point lead is in jeopardy at the moment. Well, I think, Chuck, most high school prognosticators figured the final score of this game might be 14-13 or maybe even only 14-7.
Yeah.
But already, four touchdowns in less than a half. Here's Hulsman to throw. Lofting goal line. Backpedaling the receiver. Is he inbounds? He catches right at the pylon near the G. It is good. It's a touchdown. Niemeyer catches his second TD of the night. Boy, there was a lot of fist fighting going on. Both receiver, defensive back pawing at each other. The officials neglected to call anything. They said, uh-uh. Resisted from throwing a flag on either team. And Niemeyer won the battle. He made the catch. It's a TD for more than 20 out. Extra point try by Minster. It is popped up in the air. It comes down good. And Minster is in the lead by 6, 20-14. Redskins unable to stop the Wildcats here in the first half. 3:16 to go in the second quarter, and the Wildcats are on top by a half dozen on scoresbroadcast.com.
Good vision starts with healthy eyes. Primary Eye Care Associates encourages you to have a comprehensive vision and eye health exam periodically, even if no symptoms of a problem exist.
We recommend that parents of young children bring their babies to Primary Eye Care Associates for their first exam between 6 and 12 months of age. This visit is free of charge through a special public health program called Infant C.
Dr. Karen Fortman is one of 8 outstanding doctors of optometry at Primary Eye Care Associates.
And we want to ensure that school-age children have normal visual development, too. They must meet the demands of the classroom and the activities and sports that they play.
For your convenience, no matter what age, Primary Eye Care has locations in Sydney, Fort Loramie, Jackson Center, Troy, and St. Paris.
Continued eye care is important for adults, too. We want to keep your eyes healthy for as long as you live. Primary Eye Care wants you to see your best, look your best, and feel your best.
Your Primary Eye Care team of over 50 associates is available weeknights and Saturday mornings.
We're committed to caring for your vision and eye health for your lifetime.
Visit us online at primaryeyecare.org.
This is scoresbroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. I'm Jack Kramer with Chuck McBee here at Fort Loramie. The Minster Wildcats hold a 6-point lead now, 20-14. Touchdown pass of about 22 yards from the quarterback, Hulsman, to Niemeyer. Extra point kick good by the Wildcats. And here's a kickoff return by Cody Gasson. He speeds up the near sideline. Flag flies. He hauled it to the 39, but I think it is going to come back. A check on that touchdown pass a moment ago by Hulsman to Niemeyer. It was a back shoulder throw. Niemeyer made it look like he was going to go into the end zone hard. He stopped at the pylon right at the goal line. Hulsman threw it to the back shoulder. There was a little hand sparring going on between receiver and defensive back. No call was made. Could have gone either way. Maybe it could have been offensive and defensive. That would have been to Fort Loramie's liking. That would have nullified the play completely. But instead, Niemeyer got the better of it. Good coordination by him to haul that pass in. Fine throw by Hulsman. Second touchdown combination of the night for those two, Hulsman and Niemeyer. Niemeyer caught a post pattern down the middle earlier in this game. Fort Loramie, after the penalty on the kickoff return, must settle for a start back at the 24. First and 10, Redskins now down 6. And here is a running play snuffed out by Minster, a yard behind the line of scrimmage. Siegel kept it. No room to option the football either side of the field. And he was flushed to the turf at about the 23. Lost maybe a half yard. Second down, a little more than 10 to go for Fort Loramie. Clock running, 2:44 to go in the second quarter. Minster leads it 20-14. Here is the ball snapped back to Siegel. Very deep drop. Oh, he's belted as he throws. Completed to the 24, but then a nifty tackle right away by Minster. Ward made the reception. Boy, then he was drilled hard. Play goes for a net of maybe 1. Third and still nearly 10 to go for a first down. Boy, Minster now, Chuck, doing a far better job defensively the last two series.
Well, that was a good tackle by Niemeyer, because I'm telling you what, if he hadn't gotten him there, he had a lot of Ward had some running room down that sideline.
Minute 58 to go in the second quarter. Third and 9.5 to go for Fort Loramie. Just beyond the Redskins 25, we've got a marker, a pre-snap foul of some kind. Next week here on scoresbroadcast.com, Bell Fountain at Sydney. Sydney winning tonight at St. Mary's 26-14 at halftime. That score courtesy of Ken Barhorst at the Sydney Daily News. Anna 7, Arlington nothing. Indiana leading at the half on the road tonight. Fort Recovery leads Layman Catholic 14-10, second quarter at Fort Recovery. Right, Chuck?
Yes.
Yep.
I think that was a halftime score.
That was a halftime.
They started a half an hour earlier.
Understand that Meadowdale arrived late at Pickwell, but that game did finally get underway.
Yeah, they went to the wrong stadium. They went to the one that I played at in 1948 or whenever the heck I was there.
That was, Wurtz?
Wurtz? Yeah, they went down to the soccer field.
And finally got out to the beautiful facility on the Pickwell High School campus.
Yeah, they probably liked the one that they ended up playing on better than if they would have played at Wurtz.
Chuck, skies have darkened considerably here at Fort Loramie, and I just saw significant lightning.
Oh, don't tell me
yeah,
that.
Off to the southwest. In fact, there is a lot of rain south of Dayton right now. Games have been halted south of Dayton. They're being played in pouring rain if lightning wasn't seen. I understand the Miamisburg-West Carrollton game is in a downpour at the moment, and I just saw a big-time bolt of lightning way off to the southwest. There it is again. Yep.
We're going to hear it in a second. That's going to be it.
We've got a minute 20 left to go here in the second quarter, and one of the two teams on the field called a timeout.
Minster called their last because they want to go ahead
sure.
And make them punt. Fort Loramie time.
Redskins ran the ball in third down, no gain. Fourth and 14, Fort Loramie at the Redskins 23. And you're so right, Chuck. Minster utilizing its final timeout to conserve time in an effort to get the ball back, perhaps around midfield. Cody Gasson to punt from his 10. We've got a high vantage point here in the press box, certainly higher than...
We're seeing something they probably can't see from the field.
You're so right. There's no way that lightning way off the distance to the southwest could be seen down on the field. Gasson out kicks his coverage. Schmiesing retreats all the way to the 30 to get the football. He caught it over the shoulder, then returned it back to the 45. A lot of markers fly. Wow, sensational kick by Cody Gasson.
That thing was 45 yards in the air.
Yeah, line of scrimmage, Chuck, was what, back inside the 25? Both from the line of scrimmage, that ball might have covered, about 50 in the air from the line of scrimmage. Not from where he booted it. The penalty, though, I think is coming up against Fort Loramie, a late hit of some kind.
Face mask. I thought they might call the clip that happened right at the point of attack.
It sure looked like one. Could have been called on Minster, yeah. Redskin fans were up and at them off their bleacher seats.
Well, that's why they called the timeout, because now they've got really good field position and a minute 9 to go.
Yep, and the way Minster has moved the ball on the ground and through the air, Wildcats don't necessarily need all of these 69 seconds. It is a 20-14 game. Minster in the lead by 6. And thanks to the penalty, Minster starts inside the 40 of Fort Loramie, 1st and 10. Well, Redskins need a stop. Here is the quarterback, Hulsman, deep drop. He's going to ad-lib his way out of trouble. He breaks contain, eludes a tackler, another one, and he hot-foots his way down inside the 35 to the 30. He's got the first down. Clock has stopped momentarily. Chain has advanced forward. He picked up 10. 29-yard line of Fort Loramie. 52 seconds to go in the first half. Two receivers to the right. Hulsman back to the 35-yard line. Wants to throw. Fort Loramie's in pursuit. And there's a good open field tackle at the 28. Wow, what a hit by Nate Plyman of Fort Loramie. Let's see if Minster, which goes to the line of scrimmage quickly, elects to clock the ball to the turf, and Hulsman does just that. So the first down play resulted in a very short gain. Nate Plyman, outstanding tackle by Fort Loramie. And then Minster throws the ball directly into the ground, setting up a third and about 8 or 9 to go for a first down.
They saw the lightning.
I think they might have, Chuck.
30 seconds to go in the half.
My goodness.
Unless they're giving them a sideline warning.
That may be the case. Yep, the sideline.
No, if they're sending them out.
The Lightning off to the southwest, Chuck, has become more near to us, and that wave of clouds off in the distance is inching this way ever so slowly. 30 seconds to go in the first half. Minster with possession inside the Fort Loramie 30. Third down, about 9 yards to go for a first down. 20-14 in favor of Minster. And on a night, Chuck, when we thought the chance of rain was minimal, Lightning stops the action late here in the second quarter.
Well, never listen to the weatherman, because they said everything was going to be south of 70.
Yep. So many thanks tonight to a couple of new underwriting sponsors in Rushi, the Francis Schultze Company, Masonite, Superior Aluminum Columns and Railings, Safeway Garage Doors, and more. Manufactured by Francis Schultze, an outstanding distributor for many high-quality products. Yes, the company's commitment to quality products makes it a top choice for dealers. And because of Francis Schultze and Rushi and other strong and healthy employers, Rushi and surrounding communities are a top choice in which to live, to work, and to raise families, and to receive a quality, well-rounded education. The Francis Schultze Company in Rushi, proudly supporting the region's high school academic and athletic programs, promoted by scorersbroadcast.com. On the web at Francis Schultze, that's Schultze, S-C-H-U-L-Z-E.com. FrancisSchultze.com.
I don't know if you heard the announcement, but this is going to be halftime. They're going to wipe the 30 seconds off, and this is going to be the halftime, and then when they come back out, it's going to start the third quarter.
And does Minster get the ball in Fort Loramie's end of the field?
Well, that's going to be the tough call right there. I mean, I would hope that they're going to give them the ball. Yeah, I'm not sure how that's going to work.
Wow.
Because you almost got to start I don't know. I'm not that smart.
Very interesting decision by the officials. A unique one. Never heard of a ruling by a referee group like this one. With 30 seconds to go in the first half, Lightning was spotted, and the officials have officially terminated the first half of this game, and we will resume play following a lengthy break, which will serve as the weather delay. Halftime will, in a sense, be the weather delay.
Well, that works for me, but every time that there's lightning from now until it's 30 more minutes.
Right, right. Well, we're going to proceed, Chuck, as if this is halftime. We do have an interview coming up in several minutes with Damon Smith, the athletic director at Fort Loramie. Fall sports off and running quite well at Fort Loramie. Many outstanding student-athletes participating in such sports. Fort Loramie, like Minster, a high-quality academic institution. Student before athlete. We'll hear from Damon Smith, the AD at Fort Loramie, in several minutes during our halftime break. It is a 20-14 game. Minster in the lead over Fort Loramie by 6. The clubs alternated scores through the first half. Minster getting the first one, then Fort Loramie, then Minster, then Loramie. And Minster got the fifth and final touchdown of that second quarter to take a 6-point lead, 20-14 at the intermission break. Minster did fail on its first PAT try. It was a high snap, and the kick did not even get off the ground. Meanwhile, Fort Loramie has had two successful kicks, two boots by Billing of Fort Loramie, and Minster had two successful boots after the initial kick was missed.
They can't play football, but the bands out there with their metal instruments. That's kind of a strange situation, isn't it?
Yeah, that is odd. Unless the officials who did see lightning have made judgment that it's far enough off in the distance that...
I know that the Weather Channel tells me if I can hear thunder, I can be hit.
Have you heard thunder so far,
John? No, I have not.
No, I've not heard thunder.
I have on these headphones, though, which kind of makes it a little harder to hear.
We're hard of hearing anyway.
Well, they're just coming back.
Okay, yeah.
I thought, well, you know, I wouldn't mind seeing a halftime, but that's kind of scary.
The band did not go to the gridiron to perform. It just reversed across the field from the west side to the east side. So, yeah, you wouldn't think the band would be permitted to perform during this particular halftime because it's a weather halftime delay.
Well, they wanted me to say some ignorance, and that's why they stopped before they kept coming.
So many thanks to our great underwriting sponsors here tonight on ScoresBroadcast.com, including three who are on the air with us for Fort Laramie games only. M&A Muffler and Tires, where it's a good idea to get new tires right now before that winter weather sets in. M&A Muffler and Tires, North Main and Fort Laramie, a huge tire sale you'll never get tired of. Cooper, Goodrich, Uniroyal, General, Michelin, Goodyear, Firestone, and more. M&A Muffler and Tires. Free pickup and delivery for your convenience. Phone 937-295-3971. Talk to Geppy, Jeff Gebhardt, at M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Laramie. Need the right solution for true comfort at your home or business? Well, Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning in Fort Laramie will give your system the tune-up it needs. Place your confidence in Mike Holdhouse and Tom Timmerman at Tom and Jerry's, which is fully licensed and insured. Tom and Jerry's meets all state requirements for training and professionalism. Tom and Jerry's is family-owned and builds a quality name on relationships, a customer at a time. Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning, Dawson Road in Fort Laramie, on the web at TomJerry's.com. You've got to check out the fine inventory of new and pre-owned vehicles at Geyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram on West Main in Fort Laramie. Customer pricing and financing always. Follow the footsteps of so many satisfied Geyer's patrons who travel from all around the Midwest to Geyer's in Fort Laramie. When Gus Geyer established Geyer's in 1922, he greeted everybody with a smile and great customer service, and he's still smiling today because the three generations of Geyer's have done business the very same way. See the new Dodges, Chryslers, Jeeps, and Rams at Geyer's in Fort Laramie. See them online, too, at GeyersInc.com. Halftime here at Fort Laramie. It's a weather delay as well. The officials determined with 30 seconds to go in the first half that lightning was seen, and our halftime break will serve as the weather delay, although as Chuck noted, every time you see lightning, the officials, I think, Chuck, are required to add, what, 30 minutes to the delay time?
That's yeah. The rule.
Uh-huh. 20-14 our score. Minster leads Fort Laramie, but six will return with words from Damon Smith, the Fort Laramie Athletic Director, when we come back. This is ScoresBroadcast.com.
It's the most valued insurance agency in the region. Barker Insurance is number one again, according to newspaper surveys. Barker Insurance tailors auto, home, farm, business, or life insurance programs just for you. With plans through Erie, Pekin, Buckeye, Progressive, Ohio Mutual, and others, your coverage meets your needs when served by Barker Insurance, and that's for sure. Barker Insurance, North County Road 25A in Sydney, phone 492-1857.
LaCal Equipment in Jackson Center, Market. It's in all 50 states and many foreign countries. We manufacture quality replacement parts for road and highway maintenance equipment. LaCal supports the needs of the counties, states, and contractors all over the world. We operate from a facility spanning 83,000 square feet on Pike Street in Jackson Center. Since moving from L.A., California in 1982, LaCal Equipment has called Shelby County its home. On the web at lacal.com.
What makes the taste of Frisch's onion rings so colossal? Well, we start with the biggest, best onions. Farm-grown colossal onions. We slice them to just the right thickness and hand-bread them fresh, never frozen, and fry them to a delicious golden brown. It's the only way to make sure you get that signature snap in every bite. At Frisch's Big Boy, we wouldn't do it any other way.
What do customers say about Sydney Body Car Star? Do not waste your time going anyplace else. At Sydney Body Car Star, we repair all makes and models of cars and work closely with most insurance companies. Sydney Body Car Star offers towing assistance and rental car service. Accidents happen. Relax, we'll take it from here. Car Star, North America's auto body repair experts. Sydney Body Car Star at 175 Stolly in Sydney. Phone 937-492-4783.
This is Jack Kramer with Chuck McBee here at Fort Laramie. It's halftime. We are in a weather delay. In fact, action was stopped with 30 seconds to go in the first half. Minster had the ball outside the Fort Laramie 20-yard line. Third down was upcoming. We're very curious to see how the third quarter of this game will be started, Chuck, given that Minster had possession when play was terminated. The officials ruled that the halftime delay will serve as the weather break. We did see lightning off to the southwest. I saw it actually, Chuck, three, 4 minutes before it was seen down on the field. But we understand that a number of games well south of Interstate 70 in the northern Cincinnati area have been postponed until tomorrow because of a lot of lightning and downpours of rain, including the Springboro Mason contest.
Well, this is just the typical start of high school football season.
Yep, when you get this kind of humidity, it doesn't take much to spark a thunderstorm cell. And that's what we've got popping up throughout southwestern and west central Ohio right now. Understand, thanks to Ken Barhorst, sports editor, Sydney Daily News, the Yellow Jackets lead St. Mary's in the third quarter now, 33-17. Andre Gordon, three touchdown passes for Sydney, which is on top of St. Mary's, 33-17. Third quarter scores, Anna 7, Arlington nothing. That's at the start of the second half. Anna on the road in its opener. Coach Marino's second year, 7-0 in favor of Anna. And Lehman Catholic, which bolted on top against Fort Recovery at Sydney Memorial Stadium by a score of 10-0 at the outset, is behind 14-10. Play commencing in the second half. Lehman Catholic, Fort Recovery, 14-10, Fort Recovery. And most of the high school football experts in the state of Ohio predict Fort Recovery to repeat as state champs in Division 7 this year. Here at Fort Laramie, 20-14, Minster in the lead by 6 at the half. Say, don't miss out on great savings around the clock at Goffney Furniture, 2600 West Michigan Avenue in Sydney. That's Route 47 west of I-75. For your convenience, use the Goffney Design Center and Room Planning Service. Extremely high-quality furniture priced just right all the time at Goffney. Great savings coming up during the Labor Day sale at Goffney Furniture. Check out Goffney right away for your dining and living rooms, home office and entertainment spaces, adult and youth bedrooms, and more. Five-star delivery, 30-day guarantee at Goffney. Go to the website for more savings. You'll find a coupon there for you at GoffneyFurniture.com. That's G-O-F-F-E-N-A, Furniture.com. 2600 West Michigan Avenue in Sydney, Goffney Furniture. And Adams Tech Solutions in Anna near McCartyville, owned by Adam Rice, reaches out to assist small businesses in the region, providing high-tech computer solutions such as PC and network repair, remote management, virus and spyware service, upgrades, tutoring, data recovery, data transfer, and more. And Adams Tech Solutions repairs mobile devices, including phones and handhelds such as iPods and iPads. Adam Rice, offering high-quality computer service on time. Phone 937-538-6948. That's 538-6948. Adam Rice and Adams Tech Solutions. Adam Rice, R-E-I-S-S, Adams Tech Solutions, in Anna near McCartyville. 20-14, Minster in the lead over Fort Laramie. Scoreboard reads 30.5 seconds remaining. Actually, that was the point in time at which the second quarter was stopped. Half minute to go. And we were told by the public address, who got word from the referees down in the field, that the halftime break would serve as the weather delay, unless, of course, lightning repeats itself and is seen again and again. Then you simply add a half hour to the delay time, which obviously will extend well beyond the halftime break.
Yeah, I don't know what they have going on, you know, at the two schools tomorrow. This is one of the few times, like we went down to Brookville last year.
Yep.
With Anna. They tried like heck to get that in because of the distance that Anna had to go. This is not quite that far for Minster to come back to Fort Laramie.
Yeah, you're right. That's a good point, Chuck. I would think that if there was any uncertainty about the weather and will a thunderstorm get stalled in the vicinity, will lightning continue for 60 minutes, 90 minutes, I don't think they'll hesitate. They'll come back tomorrow.
I would think so.
Statistically, Chuck, in the first half.
Well, I had the stats.
Yep. Our halftime report brought to you by Wilson Health Sports Medicine. The Minster has moved the ball very freely in this game.
Yeah, I mean, both teams have quite a few yards. Minster had 21 rushes for 137 yards, 5 of 7 throwing the ball, 112 yards, and also 2 touchdowns.
Ladies and gentlemen, it'd be a great time.
249 total yards. Neither team had a turnover, which is a real nice start for both these teams. 9 first downs for the Wildcats. Lormy, 15 rushes, 116 yards. Also 4 of 5 throwing the ball for 64 yards, 180 total, 3 penalties for 25 yards, 5 first downs.
And very unusually, Chuck, as you noted, each team's offense well ahead of the defense here in week one.
Well, yeah, both teams are, they run, I mean, I love to watch the way Minster, I love to see a team that spreads it, and then they run the quarterback up the middle because they've got such natural gaps, that, and it makes it easy to block as a lineman.
Yep.
And then Fort Laramie's offensive line has been as advertised.
It's interesting, Chuck, the trend in high school football over the last 10 years or even less, the quarterback, unlike years ago when we were in high school, has become the focus of attention. Not only does he hand the ball off and throw it, he is a prime ball carrier.
Well, I mean, I think there was a time where coaches hesitated to, A, play their quarterback on defense.
Right.
And on top of that, they hesitated to have him run the football because you just don't want him getting banged up.
Nope.
But if you're going to be successful, you have to.
Yes. Yep. You put one of your best athletes at the signal calling position, and you count on him to get yards for you. The margin for error is such that not a whole lot of things happen in the offensive backfield. I mean, unless he drops the snap or there's a poor exchange, he's not handing the ball off.
Right.
He's not throwing it. It's a very safe play. And if he's a gifted athlete, and as he can read the defense, if he can read the defense pretty well, boy, it's oftentimes a sure thing for the offense, for the quarterback to take that snap and go.
Yeah, I agree. And I mean, it's permeated into college.
Yep.
And now there's even some pro teams that are doing that,
mm-hmm.
with Chip Kelly out in San Francisco now. Hadn't been successful professionally yet.
Right. Damon Smith, athletic director at Fort Laramie, coming up in just a moment here at the halftime on scoresbroadcast.com.
I'm going to give you my read of what's going to happen here. They're going to come out. They're going to go. They're going to run the third down and the fourth down play if needed, run the 30 seconds off. And then Minster's going to, no matter what happens, they're going to kick off to Fort Laramie, because that's how the half would have started.
Yeah, that's the
my guess.
Yeah, that's the scenario that makes most sense.
And if it doesn't happen that way, it should.
We're rookies at this. We don't know what's going to transpire for sure. We do know that the first half was terminated with 30 seconds to go because of lightning.
Right.
Minster had the football outside the Fort Laramie 20 with third and about 9 to go for a first down. And yeah, you could not deny Minster the football to start the second
half. Exactly, but
yeah.
You also then have to give the kickoff to Laramie, I think. I mean, that's how I see it. I coached basketball for 25 years, and we had very few lightning delays.
Yeah. Hey, some of you may have heard of Brookins in Fort Laramie. For those of you who have not, Brookins has been a fixture in downtown Fort Laramie since the late 1800s, when mules still pulled canal boats down the Miami Erie Canal. And Brookins has many old local pictures of sports teams on its walls, right beside the pics of current Redskin teams. Well, nowadays, Brookins is the place to be for enjoying some roasted chicken dinners, plus many specialty sandwiches, pizza, and the pork chop special on Saturday nights. Your food is cooked fresh. You sit back, relax, enjoy an appetizer while you wait. You see, Dale and Joyce Barhorst have owned and operated Brookins for 11 years, putting their heart and their soul into creating a fun, family-friendly atmosphere. Brookins, the ideal space to reserve for family gatherings, birthdays, anniversaries, wedding rehearsals, and more. The banquet room seats up to 60, and the spacious second floor is available, too.
with over a century of rich history and plenty of roasted chicken and Brookins burgers to go around, there's no place like Brookins in Fort Laramie at 10 Elm Street, on the web at brookins-usa.com. No place like Brookins, and we'll second that motion.
I've probably made 15 trips since basketball season in the summer up to Brookins to have the chicken. It's always good to see Carl, too.
Can't beat Brookins. Well, fall sports are off and running at Fort Laramie High School. Damon Smith in his third year as the athletic director at Fort Laramie. And in speaking with him yesterday, he recollected his first year as the AD at Fort Laramie and what a season it was. Two state championships, one in volleyball, one in girls basketball. Damon Smith, the AD at Fort Laramie.
It was a blast coming straight in, you know, three months in, and we're already, we obviously traveled over the right state, my alma mater, so go Raiders there, but, came straight in, had the volleyball title, definitely baptized by fire right away, and then turned around in the winter and did it in girls basketball as well. So first year was great, second year just as fun. You never really know what's going to happen every year, and here at Laramie, it doesn't matter what team it is. Come the end of the season, it seems like almost everybody's got a chance to do something. Boys cross country went to state last year, girls were on the cusp again in basketball, baseball and softball were always pretty strong, always send a good bunch of kids in track over to Columbus to Jesse Owen. So second year was fun. Didn't hang any banners, but it can happen at any time. So
right.
Going into the third year, I mean, it's kind of the same thing.
Yep.
Looking forward to it. Family loves it here. Hopefully the community is starting to get used to me a little bit now. We're putting roots down. I'm not going anywhere anytime soon as long as I'm still welcome. So.
Last year in football, Whit Park's first year as head football coach, advancing to the playoffs. His system is in place, and that single wing he runs is tough to defend.
Yeah, single wing offense. Not many people are running that nowadays. It works kind of to an advantage for us because other teams only have to prepare for it for 1 week, and they don't want to spend a lot of time on it because they're never going to see it again. So that kind of works to our advantage a little bit. You know, with Coach Parks being in his second year, he's had an entire 365 days from the end of football season to the end of football season to work with these kids. You know, that first year he came in, in May, June, getting ready to go into season. We kind of threw some things together, kind of started off a little shaky those first 4 weeks, but we turned it around.
Right.
A lot of confidence going into the off season, and that has definitely carried over in the winter, spring workouts, everything that we've done in the summer. We've looked great in 7-on-7s. Both of our preseason games this year, we've played very tough. The kids are playing faster, they're playing stronger, and they're playing with a heck of a lot more confidence and knowledge of the game. That's one of the reasons we brought him in. We knew he was going to be a guy that paid attention to details, and those expectations have carried over into the kids and the way that they carry themselves. So looking forward to a better start to this season. With Minster tonight, good test right out of the gate. And we go to Fort Recovery in week two, another strong one right out of gate. And Bluffton and Riverside are going to be no slouch either.
Right,
so
right.
Same four as last year. So we'll see how much improvement we've done since last year in these first 4 weeks.
A bright, newly painted locker room. Looks like a small college locker room. And the field here at Fort Laramie is immaculate.
Yeah, that goes back to paying attention to details. Coach Parks has done a lot of facility improvements, not just in the locker room with, adding carpet and repainting everything and just, trying to develop a culture of paying attention to the details and doing the little things right all the time. And our field, I can't say anything more about what our field crew does. I mean, they do an absolutely phenomenal job. All volunteer guys come out here and work for free. We try and throw some free gear every now and then, give them a chicken dinner at the end of the year for their thanks. But our field is always in immaculate shape. It looks great tonight. We just need to get some wins on it and get this season started out right.
Damon Smith, athletic director at Fort Laramie. In year number three is the AD for the Redskins. Talk about transitioning in football now from the Northwest Central Conference to next year, the Cross County Conference.
Yeah, it's going to be a fun transition. It'll be the first time as an athletic director that I've been a part of a transition from one conference to the next. Mm-hmm. Obviously, it's just taking place in football, so it's not an entire, you know, we're still going to be in the Shelby County League for everything else, but transition to the Cross County Conference, good, strong conference. We're excited to get involved in it. They've been very welcoming. I've been attending meetings and stuff like that. Everybody's been, you know, very welcoming to Fort Laramie joining the conference. It's a great opportunity for us. The schedule gets a little tougher right out of the gate. Obviously, next year, week one, Minster again. Week two, we're going to be playing a Greenan, a team out of Springfield Division IV program. So hopefully some good computer points there. Mm-hmm. And then we play two of the top dogs in the CCC. Week one and two of conference play, historically with Covington and Miami East back to back. That's going to be definitely a testament to where we stand in the league right out of the gate.
Right, right. This fall, boys and girls golf very strong.
Absolutely. Boys are led by Bradley Gottemiller. Another strong season. He was probably inches away, literally inches away from making it to state as an individual last year. He's on fire this year so far, and the team, the boys golf team as well, are on fire this year. They're all playing well together. Lost some key guys, but some of these younger guys are stepping up and shooting just like some of the seniors last year did. So we haven't really missed a step there. Girls golf as well, led by, you know, senior Emily Knopf. Obviously, she's been to state twice already, looking for her third trip. A Ball State commit. She'll be playing Ball State at the next level. But even them as a team, you know, they made it to the regional match last year, and they're not too far off from going to state as a team either. Other fall sports, cross country. Cross country started the season off great. Boys took first place at the Shelby County Preview. Girls took second. High expectations for the season. Boys wanting to go back to state and improve on their fifth place finish last year. And girls looking to come together as a program and a team and push for that opportunity as well. Volleyball, they've got off to a good start. Two good wins at the Coldwater Spike Off. Their only loss that day was to Ottawa Glandorf, who ended up winning the whole thing. Obviously a powerhouse program that they have up there. And then, you know, a tough loss to neighbor Minster, but they're always tough in everything, just like we are. So.
Sure, sure. Looking ahead to winter sports in basketball, a twist to the schedule. Sydney comes on board in girls basketball. Also, the additions of New Bremen and West Liberty Salem is an opener on the road to start the girls' basketball season.
Yeah, good opportunity to shake things up for the girls a little bit. We pushed the Tippecanoe game back a couple weeks on a Monday due to some scheduling things. So we open up with West Liberty Salem, strong Division III program out of Champaign County, the Ohio Heritage Conference. Always pretty good program. We've been trying to get Sydney on the docket for the last couple years, and we were finally able to make that happen. And I think that'll be a good thing for both communities being so close. Coach Mummy over there has got those girls playing really well right now.
Yes.
So I got to work with her a little bit when I was teaching at Sydney, and she knows what she's doing. She's got them going well, but obviously we've got a veteran in Coach Siegel over here as well. So it'll be fun to watch those girls match up.
As always, here at Fort Laramie, student athletes participate in sports during the school year, and that word student comes first. Again, Fort Laramie is always a strong academic school system.
Oh, absolutely. Academics are first and foremost, and every single program that we have, we've got, you know, academic All-Ohio kids in every program.
Yep.
You know, pushing towards some of those team goals and getting the entire team to that level, but none of them are far off. Everybody's always getting some recognition from the academic side of things. I honestly can't think of a program that hasn't had some sort of academic accomplishment at the state level as well.
Damon Smith, athletic director at Fort Laramie. Chuck, he commented there toward the end about the girls' basketball schedule. Sydney in February will play the Fort Laramie girls. West Liberty Salem is the Fort Laramie girls' opener on the road. New Bremen back on the schedule. No trip to Berlin Highland. No game with Lima Bath. That series has ended.
but an interesting shakeup in the Fort Laramie girls basketball schedule.
Well, I mean, at times, as a coach, you get tired of seeing the same uniforms across from you. You're going to play the league, and you know you're going to play all those teams twice. But it's fun to shake it up, and it's fun to play some different teams, you know, and see where you stand. I mean, get yourself a benchmark.
Yeah, the meeting between the Fort Laramie and Versailles girls is fairly early. It's a Saturday in mid-December this year. And then in January on a Saturday, Fort Laramie girls and Minster get together like they do every season.
That's going to be a war because I'll tell you what, just in absolute talent coming back, I don't think anybody's better than Minster.
And Minster would be awful strong, you'd think, in girls basketball. Yep, no doubt about it. To bring you up to date here at Fort Laramie, Minster leads Fort Laramie by a score of 20-14. Minster possessed the football outside the Fort Laramie 20 with 30 seconds to go in the first half. Had a 3rd-and-9 situation upcoming when lightning was seen. It was observed off to the southwest. In fact, I saw it at horizon level about 5 minutes before it was seen down in the field. And the referees decided to, in effect, have the halftime serve as the weather delay. But we have to surmise, Chuck, that Minster will get the ball to start the second half, resuming play with possession outside the Fort Laramie 20, a 3rd-down, 9 yards to go situation.
Well, I think it'll be the end of the second quarter when that 30 seconds is up, and then they'll start the second half.
Right.
So no matter what happens, now I guess it could happen that if Minster scores in less than 30 seconds, they'll have to kick off to Fort Laramie, and after the Laramie drive stops, they'll have to kick off to them again. So that's how I'm seeing it.
This is getting complicated. A little too complex for me.
There's no way that they can take Minster and not give them the ball right. with 30 seconds to go. They just can't. They can't wipe it off. Even if they were at their own 3, you can't wipe it off. You got to finish it.
20-14 Minster leads. One good thing, Chuck, is that we have not observed lightning for at least 15, 20 minutes.
Well, I haven't seen it since they went off the field. So
hopefully that one thunderstorm cell we saw off in the distance to the southwest has dissipated, not moved, gone another direction. At any rate, there's no lightning to be seen southwest, west, northwest from our vantage point here in the press box as we look to the west side of the stadium.
Well, being an old Pickwick coach, I always hope it heads to Troy.
We will take another lengthy commercial break. Our sponsor is getting plenty of webcast time online here tonight. So many thanks to all of them. And while we have this opportunity, let's note them for you. Our Fort Laramie Games sponsors on the web with us for Fort Laramie Games only include M&A Muffler and Tires, a tire sale you'll never get tired of, Geyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram in Fort Laramie, customer service with a smile since 1922, and Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning. Place your confidence in Mike Holdhouse and Tom Timmerman at Tom and Jerry's on the web at tomjerrys.com. These additional underwriting sponsors on the web with us, including some new ones, Primary Eye Care Associates, with locations all over West Central Ohio to meet your needs. You can't do any better than this. Locations for Primary Eye Care in Jackson Center, in Sydney, in St. Paris, in Troy, and in Fort Laramie. On the web at primaryeyecare.org, Primary Eye Care Associates. Sydney Car Care on the air with us. Boy, they do great work. Todd Brown, Corey Shreves, all of his technicians and mechanics do excellent jobs at Sydney Car Care, located on South 4th, 492-9495. At Sydney Car Care, South 4th Avenue in Sydney, 492-9495. Tell them you heard about Sydney Car Care right here on scoresbroadcast.com. Thanks as well to American Architectural Glass in Fort Laramie, Barker Insurance, north edge of Sydney, south of Anna, Holloway Sportswear in Sydney, LaCalle Equipment in Jackson Center, Sydney and Troy CarStar locations in Sydney, 175 North Stolly in Troy, 15 South Kings Chapel, U.S. Bank, 29 locations in the Western Ohio District of U.S. Bank, Wilson Health Sports Medicine, and the Sydney Daily News with the very best sports page coverage around. Our halftime report was brought to you by Wilson Health Sports Medicine. When we get a moment, we will hear from Wilson Health. Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed in Pemberton, Jackson Center, and New Knoxville. Generation after generation of great service. The Bluffton University MBA program, finish in 2 years, go one night a week. Brookins in Fort Loramie, no good eating place quite like it. Custom Foam Products in Fort Loramie, a world-class supplier. Clancy's in Sydney, nothing fancy, just fantastic food. Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. Goffney Furniture in Sydney, located on West Michigan Avenue. Go to the website for added savings at goffneyfurniture.com, G-O-F-F-E-N-A, furniture.com. Frisch's in Sydney, what's your favorite thing? The in-between, just south of Bodkin's. The food is not in-between, it's out of this world. John Hemp Imagery in Sydney, John gives you his best shot. Adams Tech Solutions, in Anna near McCartyville, on-time high-tech computer solutions. And Wells Brothers, Inc. in Anna, 8 expanding divisions. Excellent workmanship at Wells Brothers, Inc. in Anna. Barker Insurance has served the Upper Miami Valley since 1972. It's earned a reputation second to none. And for several years now in a row, Barker is the number one most valued agency in the area. Barker Insurance will customize auto, home, farm, business, or life insurance programs for you, representing firms like Erie, Pekin, Buckeye, Ohio Mutual, to name a few. You're covered with a plan fitting your needs perfectly when served by Barker Insurance, and that's for sure. Located north of Sydney, County Road 25A, a mile north of I-75, number one, Barker Insurance, 937-492-1857. Our halftime underwriting sponsor is Wilson Health. 20-14 our score, Minster over Fort Loramie, halftime break, a weather delay here at Fort Loramie High School. We'll return in a moment. This is scoresbroadcast.com.
Here's another Wilson Health Sports Medicine success story. Sydney High School guard Ashley Egan recovered to top form after tearing her ACL in January 2014.
It was Ashley's birthday, in fact, and the Sydney girls were playing Houston. And Ashley injured her knee cutting to the basket. She just crumbled to the floor.
But Ashley's mother, Kathy, said Wilson Health athletic trainer Beth Danklifson was courtside and came to the rescue.
She was so helpful, so caring, and encouraging. Wilson Health Sports Medicine gave us peace of mind. We knew we were in good hands.
In 2 weeks, Dr. Matthew Heckler, Wilson Health Sports Medicine orthopedic surgeon, performed successful surgery.
Therapy began several days later, and Ashley enjoyed both soccer and basketball her junior and senior years.
And Ashley's Yellow Jackets hoops team won 24 straight games. For information about Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney, go to wilsonhealth.org and click on services.
We are so thankful for Wilson Health Sports Medicine.
Keeping athletes healthy and in the game.
Have you been considering LED lighting but feeling confused? Our talented team at Dickman Supply can answer all your questions about LED lighting and get confusion out of the game. We can help with the design and retrofits, plus even with obtaining all eligible utility rebates. Call the Dickman Supply Green Team or contact our lighting departments in Sydney, Greenville, Salina, and Marysville. Dickman Supply, the largest Eaton electrical distributor in West Central Ohio.
American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie completed major glass installation for the University of Kentucky Soccer Complex.
At Kentucky, we strive to be the best in everything that we do, from the outside and the inside, and American Architectural Glass provided that for us.
Your commercial and industrial glass connection is AAG.
They were able to put in really nice structures from the bottom up. They were able to put really nice glass doors in, and I think one of the biggest parts of our complex has been the field level windows that they installed down on the playing surface. so that our teams can watch from inside their team lounge. And that's been a really big sell in recruiting. It looks nice and it's very well done.
UK's soccer complex is one of the best in the nation, thanks to AAG.
It absolutely was. You know, the work that was done by American Architectural Glass was extremely high quality.
Ohio State, Miami University, and the University of Findlay are also satisfied customers of AAG. American Architectural Glass. AAGInc.OH.com. This is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.
Again, to update you here on ScoresBroadcast.com, I'm Jack Kramer with Chuck McBee. We speak to you from Fort Loramie tonight, the football season opener for the Fort Loramie Redskins and Minster Wildcats. Fort Loramie trailing 20-14 to Minster. Play was stopped with a half minute to go in the second quarter. Minster had the ball just outside the Fort Loramie 20. Third down, 9 yards to go. Play was stopped because of lightning being observed to the southwest off in the distance. And, Chuck, we've seen none of it since. Nothing.
No, I've been staring out that direction.
Nada. So that's a good sign. The weather delay for lightning essentially was superimposed on top of the halftime break. Halftime break may be extended. In fact, it is being extended a little longer than normal,
right,
to meet the rule regarding the length of time that everybody should be sidelined because of lightning having been observed. But we should resume play, I would think, in the next 10 to 15 minutes, hopefully no later than that. And you've got to believe that Minster will have the ball when the second half starts. My concern, and you alluded to it, Chuck, if Fort Loramie kicked to Minster to start the game, Minster scored. Minster should kick to Fort Loramie to start the second half. Does Minster kick off to Fort Loramie twice in a row here now?
Well, if they score, then yes, they would have to kick off twice. But, you know, let's hope for Loramie's sake they don't let them score again. But
right.
This is technically going to be the end of the second quarter.
Yes.
And then after that, the 30 seconds plays out, no matter how it plays out,
yeah,
then they will go ahead and then kick off and start the normal second half.
20-14, Minster leads Fort Loramie. Half minute remaining in the second quarter. We are late in our halftime break / weather delay because of lightning having been seen off to the southwest. Our student-athlete spotlight segment here on ScoresBroadcast.com, underwritten by LaCal Equipment and Jackson Center. LaCal promotes student academic success and has done so since the inception of Scores Broadcast 11 years ago. LaCal once moved to Jackson Center in Shelby County from L.A., California. That was back in the early 1980s. Thus, the name LaCal for Los Angeles, California. And during basketball games and during football games, we highlight cheerleaders down on the field. And for Fort Loramie tonight, we salute Brianna Barlagi, a senior cheerleader, daughter of Brian and Denise Barlagi, outstanding 3.85 GPA student. And she participates actively in the PSEOP program with the University of Toledo. She is taking college-level UT courses while studying at Fort Loramie her senior year in high school.
That's impressive.
She'll have a big leg up on her bachelor's degree, also a leg up on those financial commitments.
No doubt.
Yep, she is earning college credit virtually free of charge while completing UT classes while a senior at Fort Loramie. So she is a PSEOP student. She's been active in a number of clubs and programs during her high school career at Fort Loramie, including a 4-H, a Spanish, a history club. During her early years in high school, she was a chorus member, obviously a very strong student on the honor roll, too. And she will go on to the University of Toledo and study pre-med. And this is her fourth year as a football cheerleader, too. Brianna Barlagi, senior cheerleader at Fort Loramie High School, daughter of Brian and Denise Barlagi, our LaCal Equipment student-athlete spotlight performer tonight.
street sweepers, and snow removers. For such equipment, a local employer manufactures quality replacement parts used across the nation. Close to home, Locale Equipment extends to students at Jackson Center High School the opportunity for a quality college education.
We know the importance of educating right now our future workforce and community leaders.
Locale's Roger Dietrich.
That's why we support Jackson Center High School with scholarships, so students can go on and learn career skills.
Jackson Center students and their student athletes have benefited greatly from Locale Equipment for their scholarships. These student athletes have completed their degrees at universities and have started outstanding careers.
Locale began in L.A., California. It moved to Shelby County in 1982, and the community and Jackson Center students are proud.
Thanks so much to Locale for supporting Jackson Center High School.
We are Locale Equipment.
A big reason why Shelby County is a great place to call home.
This is ScoresBroadcast.com. I'm Jack Kramer with Chuck McBee as we await the start of the third quarter of this game tonight between Fort Loramie and Minster. Minster will have the ball to start play in the third quarter. The first half came to a close 30 seconds prematurely because lightning was observed. At that time, Minster had the ball outside the Fort Loramie 20. Third down, more than 9 yards to go for a first down. Minster will get the football at that spot on the field when play does resume. Then how the kickoffs or kickoff, plural or singular, will be handled thereafter will be interesting to see. Of course, the Redskins want to thwart this Minster drive and deny Minster points. Then obviously, Minster's got to kick off to Fort Loramie. Of course, Minster would be kicking off anyway to start the second half. Well, no, Minster wouldn't kick off if Fort Loramie held them on downs.
Yeah, they'll still have to kick off because this technically this is the end of the the second quarter.
And they'll run the 30 seconds.
And then they will start the third quarter.
Okay, it's not that difficult for anybody to figure out except Jack. Understand that a lot of games south of Dayton, down near 275, north of Cincinnati, have been postponed to tomorrow at 10 o'clock, 11 o'clock, 1 in the afternoon. A number of games south of Dayton postponed because of heavy rain, thunderstorm cells that have stalled, a lot of lightning. Rain hit the Miamisburg-West Carrollton game south of Dayton. One big season opener between Mason and Springboro, two powerhouses the last few years, postponed until tomorrow. Next week, weather permitting, I might add, we've got the Belfountain-Sydney game from Sydney. I think every year of ScoresBroadcast.com's existence, but one, have we covered that game. Might have been last year, Chuck.
I don't think we did it last year at the Belfountain.
No. Sydney beat Belfountain last year pretty easily at Belfountain. Belfountain will bring back some experience. It should be a very good game next week at Sydney. Belfountain, Sydney next week. Kickoff is at 7. Kickoff at 7 on the air at 6:35 next Friday night, Belfountain at Sydney. Last we heard, Sydney did have a lead of 2 scores, a 16-point advantage over St. Mary's. Late in the third quarter of that game, that's the last we heard. No further updates on Layman Catholic Fort Recovery and Anna Arlington. The last scores on those games were third quarter scores, early third quarter. 14-10 Fort Recovery over Layman, 7-0 Anna over Arlington. Of course, Anna was beaten by Arlington last year at Anna in overtime.
There's more lightning out there. I just saw it.
Oh, you did, Chuck? Wow. I tell you what, I wouldn't be a bit surprised. Another round of lightning after this one, and this game could be...
Well, it's so far south, but that just doesn't matter. If you can see it,
exactly.
They got to back it up.
Oh, yeah. You err on the side of caution,
well,
for
sure.
Yeah. But there is lightning. It is probably a good 40, 50 miles away. It's at the bottom of the horizon off to the southwest. It's probably down near I-70 somewhere. We're not aware of a fast approaching storm. The wind certainly hasn't changed. It's very calm.
Nothing's coming this way, you can see, but there definitely is lightning.
But we get one more bolt of lightning, and the delay extends even further. I wouldn't be a bit surprised if these athletic directors and coaches might put their heads together and say, let's postpone this finish till tomorrow. The Fort Lauderdale
is the thunder.
Oh, you're a little rumble? Did you really?
Oh, yeah.
It might be inching a little bit closer then. Fort Lauderdale next week is at Fort Recovery. Boy, what a way to start your year, Chuck, with the state champs 2 years ago and the state champs last year, your first two games.
Well, I mean, that's what happened to them last year. They had the injuries. They started off with just really good football teams. But that's why I said that Coach Park, what an outstanding job to keep his team together through that first adversity and making them a really good football team by the end of the season.
And I'll echo what you said earlier tonight. If there was a West Central Ohio Coach of the Year spanning all the divisions, if there was such an award, it should have gone to Whit Parks a year ago.
That's who I would have given it to.
What a comeback coaching job he performed. Now, next year, Minster remains intact, game one for Fort Loramie. Game two next year, Chuck, no longer Fort Recovery. Fort Loramie doesn't open with two MAC schools next year. Greenan, which is Division three or four, located in the extreme southern edge of Clark County.
Right, that's a weird combination.
Yeah, Greenan comes to Fort Loramie week two next year, and then in week three, Fort Loramie starts cross-county conference play at Covington, and then in week four, Miami East at home.
Wow.
Yeah, that's how Fort Loramie launches play next
year. One heck of a tough start.
Yes, you're right. Yeah, you got Minster, then D3 or D4 Greenan, followed by Covington and Miami East in the cross-county conference. Fort Recovery is Fort Loramie's opponent next week, and then the Redskins start a four-game road swing beginning next Friday night at Fort Recovery, at Bluffton, at Riverside, at Hardin Northern, before finishing with 4 of 5 at home. The lone road game over the last 5 weeks is at Sydney Memorial Stadium on October 14th against Layman Catholic. Now, Sydney is at St. Mary's tonight, leading, last we heard, in the third quarter. Has Bellefontaine at home next week. Then Xenia, a newcomer on the schedule, at home the following week. Then at West Carrollton week four. And then home with Piqua on a Thursday, September 29th. Boy, that looms as a huge game, I would think, for both schools in terms of not only the North Division of the GWAC, but maybe postseason implications.
Other details will come at that point.
Understand that a decision on whether this game is going to be postponed until tomorrow may be forthcoming very soon.
Yeah, I would think so.
Yep. Anna Rockets at Arlington this evening. Last we heard, leading 7-0. Anna entertaining Brookville next week. Brookville's won 3 in a row over Anna. Then Anna's got Versailles at home in week 3. We plan to cover that game on scoresbroadcast.com before Anna hits the road in the MAC with games at New Bremen and Delta St. John's. Layman's got Fort Recovery tonight. Trailing 14-10, last we heard, third quarter. At Minster next week for Layman Catholic. Then on the road at Graham. And then a big home tilt in the Northwest Central Conference against Upper Soda Valley on September 16th in a game right now we're scheduled to cover. So in the first 4 weeks, Chuck, we will see Fort Loramie once. We'll catch Minster once,
right,
as we are tonight. Then
right,
we'll get Sydney next week. Week 3, Anna Versailles. Week 4, Layman Catholic at home against Upper Soda Valley.
There you go.
And then from week 5 on, it's a pick 'em.
Right.
Based on record, playoff implications, league standings, so on and so forth. who's hot and who's not.
Yeah, well, I mean, that's the nice thing about this. Yeah. We don't, we've got so many good teams and we got so many great sponsors.
Right.
It doesn't matter. We can go pick the games that are the most interest.
Yeah, who's not and who's not from week five on. Should this game be postponed, Chuck, to tomorrow morning or even tomorrow afternoon at 1 o'clock, how are our schedules looking? How free are we?
I have no life, so I have no problem.
Same here. I'm wide open tomorrow.
I am wide open.
6 o'clock, I put on some umpiring garb, and I officiate recreational men's softball.
Well, I would think that they're probably going to I would think this would be like a 10 o'clock start. I wouldn't think they'd go. Since they're so close together, it doesn't take long for Minster to get here.
And why come back in 95 degree weather at 1 or 2 in the afternoon?
You got a much better chance of not getting storms if you play earlier.
Good. Yep, you're sure right about that. And maybe a better chance of generating some crowd at 10 o'clock in the morning.
Right, well, they already got their gates, so that doesn't matter.
That's true, that's true. Yeah, you're right, you're right. Hey, you've shot down every one of my thoughts.
I'm sorry, but that was more lightning right there. I just saw it again.
Uh-oh.
Well, right above the scoreboard.
I think that we're moving to conclusion on this. There is a very good likelihood this contest will be postponed until tomorrow. We heard a PA announcement just a few minutes back that a decision was forthcoming, and with continued lightning, there's no choice. Now, if you're an hour and a half apart, you wait it out, maybe.
That's what they did last year at Brookville because Anna had a heck of a run, but after being, we sat down there for the whole thing, seems like 4.5 hours, and there was no way. I mean, it was just horrible. There was standing water in one of the corners of the end zone, and they finally decided they were going to come back the next day, and we made the trip again.
Yes, and the game was played at, 10 o'clock?
10 o'clock, yeah.
10 o'clock, and instead of 95, it was only 85.
Exactly.
So many thanks to our great underwriting sponsors tonight. We've run them down for you several times. Chuck, let's take a break. Let's hear from a couple more. Perhaps in the next few minutes, we may be able to draw this night to a conclusion for you. It's our best guess that this game is going to be postponed until tomorrow morning, at least the second half plus 30 seconds of it. The 30 seconds that were remaining in the second quarter will all be postponed until tomorrow morning. We'll return in just a moment. Minster leading in this game, 20-14. It has been delayed by weather. This is ScoresBroadcast.com.
There's only one big boy. It's the original double-decker. And at Frisch's, we make it just for you. We start with two grilled-to-perfection patties of our own fresh, never-frozen ground beef, searing in the flavor. Then we layer on our signature tartar sauce, crispy lettuce, American cheese, and crunchy pickles, all on that bakery fresh bun, bringing it all together for that unique taste that is your big boy. There's only one big boy, unless, of course, you order two. Frisch's Big Boy.
We bought a house.
We found the one.
Here to stay.
Permanent.
Rooted.
Residence.
Relocated. I've been relocated.
In a short-term world, trust your home mortgage to a long-term bank. U.S. Bank offers the rates and products that fit your life. Visit a branch, usbank.com/mortgage, or call 855-434-HOME to talk to an experienced mortgage loan originator today. Mortgage loans subject to credit approval. Interest rates and program terms are subject to change. Deposit and mortgage products are offered by U.S. Bank, National Association, Equal Housing Lender, Member FDIC.
The sale of new and used vehicles is booming at Geyer's Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Fort Loramie.
Thanks in part to the high-tech internet, our business here at Geyer's is reaching out far beyond West Central Ohio.
Todd Geyer says that customers are coming from hundreds and hundreds of miles away.
Recently, an airline pilot from Washington, D.C. flew into Dayton. We picked him up.
Wow.
And he drove back to D.C. in one of our quality pre-owned Ram trucks.
And recently, you had a family come all the way up from Nashville, Tennessee to Geyer's.
Yes, we did. That was just last weekend. A guy called and he drove from Nashville up here. Him and his wife picked up a truck. trade-in truck we had here, just what he was looking for, and he drove back the same day.
You are always greeted with a big smile at Geyer's.
My whole family's bought new and used cars at Geyer's. Right people, right place, and right price.
On the web at GAIERSinc.com.
Well, we have seen a few more flashes of lightning just in the last minute.
Definitely closer to.
Yeah, from our vantage point here in the press box at Fort Loramie High School. And the new lightning was seen more south of the stadium rather than southwest. So that suggests some movement of the storm.
Sliding across, but still too close.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the storm conceivably is in the extreme southern part of Shelby County, but it is inching closer. Nonetheless, lightning observed. We expect Phil Barhorst on the PA here at Fort Loramie to momentarily alert everybody that this game will be postponed, hopefully to a time in the morning tomorrow, 10 or 11 at the latest.
Yeah, if it's later in the afternoon, I might have a problem. Well, you obviously will if it's...
Yeah. Mm-hmm. With the heat... And as you say, the chance for another pop-up storm, the afternoon would not be a good choice.
Well, it's only 20% tonight, and it's 20% tomorrow. We're not going to get any rain, but we got the 20% of messing up the evening.
And I tell you what, between Dayton and Cincinnati right now, it's 150%.
Yeah, well, but you can hear the definitely thunder.
Yeah, there is a little thunder, so... the weather, even though it still may be in the distance and might not reach Fort Loramie, it has gotten closer, and you can bet the officials have recognized that, and we are expecting a postponement announcement coming up here momentarily.
Well, they have the ability to go look at that radar, and you should be able to look at the radar and say, we'll wait, it's going to be a half an hour, or we're going to stop because it's going to be an hour and a half.
It may not ever rain, but you can see lightning the rest of the night.
Well, yeah, you can see what's out there, and if it's real close.
Understand that the Sydney-St. Mary's game has been suspended as well, Chuck, but that game is early in the fourth quarter, and Sydney, unfortunately, has fallen behind 36-33 after leading 33-17. And Anna has won up at Arlington High School, which is north-northeast of Lima. Final score 28-0 Anna. Anna lost Arlington last year at Anna.
Well, how about the Cavaliers? They're only down a point to the defending state champion Fort Recovery.
Wow.
In the fourth quarter. Three minutes to go in the fourth quarter.
Wow. What a ball game.
Thanks, Ken.
Still playing. No suspension of play at Sydney Memorial Stadium tonight. Fort Recovery 21, Layman Catholic 20. 3 minutes left in the fourth quarter. 3 minutes to go in that game. Thanks, Ken Barhorst, sports editor, Sydney Daily News.
We're listening to the Cleveland Indians in the background now.
We have no rain here, no wind. Don't see any starry skies. Cloud cover does prevail. In fact, clouds moved in here to Fort Loramie before kickoff. That was a pleasant sight because we looked directly to the west from our perch here in the press box at Fort Loramie High School. And that blinding sun not only makes it difficult to see the field, but also makes it a real challenge to work our laptop computer, which is our heart and brains of the scoresbroadcast.com webcast. But we did have cloud cover, and that was the precursor to eventually some weather, which entered western and southwestern Ohio. And there has been lightning seen throughout this delay off to the south and southwest, and we expect a postponement announcement coming up here very soon. Final score, Layman was nipped 21-20 by Fort Recovery. Fort Recovery 21, Layman 20 in a game played at Sydney Memorial Stadium tonight. A real thriller. Layman had jumped out to a 10-0 lead and in the end was beaten by an extra point. You wonder how that played out, Chuck.
Well, if they had 10, they obviously scored and had another field goal.
Yep.
Or a touchdown, a two-point conversion, and a safety.
And Versailles beat Salina 13-7 after trailing 7-0. if I understand Ken's text message correctly, Versailles 13-7 over Salina. Yep. It's coming through loud and clear. 13-7 Versailles, after being down 7-0, beat Salina. And Lehman Catholic is nipped at the wire by Fort Recovery, 21-20. Lehman led 10-0, fell behind 14-10. Fort Recovery obviously converted all three extra points. Lehman Catholic had two touchdowns, two extra points, and two field goals.
That would be my guess.
Yep. Mm-hmm. And with play suspended at St. Mary's, with over 9 minutes to go, Sydney is trailing in that game, 36-33, after leading 33-17.
Well, that was one of Sydney's problems last year. It was absolutely not putting points on the board, but it was stopping people.
Yeah, exactly.
And I'm hoping that that's not going to be a repeat, because they should be a really, really good football team.
A juggernaut offensively, and with some improvement on defense, could be a juggernaut as a team, both sides of the ball.
Yep.
Chuck, let's take another commercial break or two, then we'll return with hopefully a conclusive announcement. And should this game be postponed, we do plan to come back here to Fort Loramie tomorrow to bring you the second half plus the final 30 seconds of the first half, unless for some reason the game is rescheduled for tomorrow night. If it's tomorrow morning or early afternoon, we will be here to bring it to you. 20-14, our score. Minster leads in this weather-delayed game. Technically 30 seconds remaining in the first half of play. The weather delay served as our halftime break. Minster up 6. This is scoresbroadcast.com.
Need tires or service for your car or truck? M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie is popular for its quality work that will get your vehicle running right.
I know very little about cars, but I have developed a lot of trust and confidence in Jeff Gephardt and his staff at M&A.
Cost is reasonable at M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie. It's fair and honest.
Comparable or even lower prices than service at other shops.
And more than 1,000 tires are in stock at M&A Muffler and Tires.
Here at M&A Muffler and Tire, we have a big tire sale you'll never get tired of.
All kinds of brands.
We've got big savings on Goodyear, Firestone, Michelin, General, Uniroyal, BF Goodrich, Mastercraft, and all major brands of tires.
A really neat service at M&A is free pickup and delivery. It's so convenient.
Total auto and light truck repair at M&A Muffler and Tires, Main Street in Fort Loramie.
Wouldn't take my car anywhere else.
Talk to Geppy, Jeff Gebhardt at 800-474-4123. Hot, delicious home-cooked meals are a hit at Clancy's Restaurant in Sydney. All-you-can-eat fish on Friday, chicken on Saturday and Sunday.
Oh, I totally like the international cuisine at Clancy's. The first and third Wednesday of each month, we plan our schedules around it. I especially like the Greek and Chinese cuisine.
Nothing fancy at Clancy's, just fantastic food.
Without traveling to Dayton, I can enjoy authentic international cuisine right here in Sydney.
Teens fill their tummies at Clancy's, too.
All the young crowd loves Clancy's. I always see them at after-school activities with the brown Clancy's to-go bags, and I just know they love them, and they love the sandwiches.
And what's your favorite sandwich at Clancy's?
Oh, definitely the topper. It's probably my favorite sandwich over all the Wendy's or Burger King sandwiches.
Eat in, drive up, order out. Clancy's, 1250 Wapak in Sydney. Phone ahead at 492-8820.
Clancy's is priced just right for the whole family.
Daily dinner specials under $7, complete breakfast under $4 at Clancy's.
Holloway Sportswear in Sydney features the full game plan of athletic apparel, bags, fan gear, warm-ups, outerwear, and much more. Deep color offerings, unbeatable quality, and the latest trends in high-performance fabrics. Holloway gets fans, coaches, and athletes to the bonus line with extras that help fashion their games. Check your local sporting goods store and rule the sideline with Holloway Sportswear. Download catalogs and view product videos at HollowayUSA.com.
When your car is down, get a lift
from Sydney Car Care.
My husband and I have tried a lot of car repair shops. Without any question, we are most satisfied with Sydney Car Care.
Sydney Car Care repairs all makes and models of cars and trucks, foreign and domestic.
Todd Brown, Corey Shreves, their quality of workmanship is second to none.
I just want people to come in here and get to know Corey and I. We truly enjoy repairing cars. We'll treat your car like we would our own.
Todd and Corey at Sydney Car Care total more than 40 years of outstanding automotive work for you, the customer.
You just can't beat Sydney Car Care.
Bob Barno has been bending pipe and putting exhaust systems on for the last 30 years in this building. It could be a $30 quick fix up to a custom exhaust system on your 65 Vet or whatever. He's just the best exhaust guy around, period.
Formerly McLean Service Center, Sydney Car Care is at 1080 4th Avenue in Sydney between the hospital and drive-in.
They give your cars the best care at Sydney Car Care. It just makes sense. Dollars and cents.
Call 492-9495 for Sydney Car Care. Prompt and priced right.
Well, easy for me to say. Excuse me, Chuck. We understand that there will be a formal announcement at 10. That's another 20 minutes away from now.
Well, if we see any more lightning, that 10 o'clock's out the window.
Exactly. In fact, we saw lightning within the last...
couple minutes.
Yeah, fewer several minutes, so that would extend beyond 10 o'clock, the time at which teams could re-enter the field. And as you say, another flash of lightning between now and 10, and you can add 30 minutes to that 10 o'clock. So, but an announcement is expected at 10. We do believe that it will be a postponement. We would like for our listeners to join us tomorrow for the finish of this game. We expect it to be in the morning. We don't know that for certain. It'll be a 10 or 11 o'clock finish, more than likely. We'll have the second half and the final 30 seconds of the first half for you tomorrow here on scoresbroadcast.com. Chuck, I think that's the best bet for us at this point, rather than continue to delay the listeners. I thoroughly believe that this game will be postponed. If it were only 8:30 now instead of after 9:30, I would think that, you know, they might continue to hold us at bay. But if they make an announcement at 10, and they've seen lightning in the last 15 to 20 minutes prior to 10, they can't start till at least 10 after. In my way of thinking, that would just be too late to play a second half of high school football. The game wouldn't be over till 11 or 11:30. But
I mean, Friday night, 5 miles away.
Sure, yeah.
That's probably what they're still thinking.
It's a unique situation.
Right.
Yeah, it is. It is. But I tell you what we'll do here, Chuck. We're gonna break away. We'll go offline, and we want our listeners to check back with us at just after 10 p.m. If play does resume, we will renew our webcast here on scoresbroadcast.com shortly after 10 o'clock. But then hopefully we will have gotten official word, an announcement will be made. But if play is resumed, we'll be back on the web online shortly after 10 o'clock. If play is postponed, we will not return online. And you can count on us to be here in the press box tomorrow at either a little before 10 or a little before 11 to bring you the conclusion of this game between Fort Loramie and Minster. 20-14, Minster in the lead. 30 seconds left in the second quarter when play was stopped. Minster had the football third down and about 9 yards to go for a first down just outside the Fort Loramie 20. For Chuck McBee, this is Jack Kramer saying good night from Fort Loramie. This is ScoresBroadcast.com.
This is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.